If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And it was also then syndicated all over the country as well, right?
Well, it wasn't syndicated. It was on a network.
Right, but the next version of the show.
It was live on the network.
Right, but then once that show ended, the next version of it, there was a syndicated version as well, right?
No.
No?
The next version of it was on Nickelodeon.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Oh, yeah. That's so terrific.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
I finally bottomed out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I have finally lost it completely.
I don't like him, his giant head, or his beady little eyes. That's all I got to say on the matter.
Come on with the come on.
Oh, I don't understand what that means.
Oh, that's it. I left Big Boy for this. Oh, no.
And now.
Let me ask you something. What do women want?
Who cares?
Our feature presentation.
When is Mad Men coming back, Lisa? Soon, right?
Very, very soon, actually. Yeah. I think the next 2 weeks. I don't want to say the day. I don't know.
Is that the...
It's in my season pass.
The show about advertising?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Yes.
And Madison Avenue.
Closer came back last night.
The 27th is what I'm hearing.
Oh, okay.
27th.
Okay.
So excited.
That's where that clip comes from about what do women want. maybe think of the Mad Men. It is... You know, Ralph calls it the good old days, and I know what he's talking about because you watch this show and you can't believe that's this country only a generation ago because everybody all day long at work is drinking and smoking like crazy. Open affairs everywhere you look, and the women are so marginalized, they're barely allowed in the same room as the men. And this was in the 1960s, people.
Yeah.
How do we fall so far so fast?
A lot of people would see it as growth.
How did this country decline? How did we go down this wrong path? Jeez. No drinking anymore at work. No smoking. Women, they give them real jobs instead of just secretaries.
They
it's
don't
like
just
crazy.
Pass them from their fathers to their husbands to be monitored at all times.
Oh, women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a scene from there, not a scene, but a situation last year where the wife starts going to a therapist who's reporting to the husband.
Oh, good.
Everything that's going on.
Giving him all the details?
Yeah. She's obviously not a grown-up.
This is on what channel?
AMC, I think.
AMC, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Did you watch season one, Kevin?
I didn't. I watched part of the first one, and it looked like it might be good, but I just didn't have time at the time. It's an advertising agency in the 50s, I guess.
It's like very close to the election of John F. Kennedy because that's one of their clients is are they working for they're working for Nixon I think
that's
so.
Right
yeah so it's like 62 now it's up to but yeah it's a terrific show and it won a bunch of awards last year. It was one of those that was a big hit on the network, but also won John Hamm won I think the either the Emmy or the Golden Globe for his performance as the star of the show. But definitely something worth checking out, especially if you're like me and are finding very little of interest to watch on television this summer.
It's new weeds there's
brutal.
New weeds every Monday.
New weeds. Yeah,
I
that's
got
a good
that.
Show yeah. Got that.
I got In Plain Sight.
I don't know what that is.
It's the one about the...
That's the Mary McCormick one, right? About
yeah.
The
witness protection.
I can't think of any words
witness
today.
Protection.
The witness protection.
Welcome to my life.
I know.
Yeah. Sucks, doesn't it?
It really does. I just watched it yesterday and I can't think of
how about
thing.
Did you see Generation Kill, which I thought was really good.
What's that?
I taped that.
It's a HBO show about the war. We had the author on
maybe
a year ago. I don't know when it was.
Yeah.
But. Generation Kill. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
That's it. We're out.
That's pretty much it.
You got Wipeout.
Yeah,
then you got
good.
I Survived a Japanese Game Show.
I can't watch any of those.
First 48, best show on television.
The what?
That's a good show. That's a good show, too.
Best show. You will watch it and you say, I cannot believe I'm watching what I'm watching. I'm not kidding. You
and what is the first 48? Is it tracking down a crime?
Murder investigator, homicide investigators say that if you don't find the... suspect within the first 48 hours, the chances drop considerably of ever finding. So they follow actual homicide investigators around for the first 48 hours
of
investigating crimes. And you get when I say they follow them, in you see the dead body, you see the interrogation room of them. And these guys confessing to murder and stuff. It's three or four times throughout each episode, you will say, I can't believe I'm looking at this. They have to inform the families about sons, daughters, wives being killed. It's unbelievable.
What channel is it
on? It's unbelievable. A&E.
Burn Notice is back, too. That started
Yeah, that's
up.
Decent.
Yeah, I like it.
It's not fantastic, but it's decent.
It's just fun eye candy.
Yeah, pretty much. pretty much. Detective yeah. show in Miami, set mm-hmm. in Miami. Well, that's it. So that's yeah. all the good shows that are going on right now.
That's about you got it. That? You got radio.
God bless Netflix. God bless DVD.
No kidding.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, and it's the 15th of July. Get in the ass.
You can't make a connection with two screws. It takes a screw and a nut.
That is true. Best preacher ever. Well, second to best preacher ever.
Who's the best? Oh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like you even have to ask.
I'm sorry.
Atonement is the best speech that has ever been given in the history of speeches / preachers.
Bruce Farrakhan.
Yep. The best.
Kevin right, would have said that if he'd have thought of the name.
Let's talk.
That crossed my mind.
What?
He would have said his name if you'd have thought of it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Psycho Body, we have on the program today.
Oh, good.
Been a while since we've done that. Psycho Mike is a personal trainer, and we would like to suggest at the very beginning that you seek a second opinion on anything he says.
Sure.
Because he did kill that guy.
Every once in a while, he'll say something to us in this room, and we'll be surprised by it, though. Something that seems counterintuitive to what we understand to be what you're supposed to do to lose weight or get fit or something like that. And then we think, does he really know what he's talking about? But apparently his information does pan out on occasion.
Seems to, yeah. None of us do what he says.
No, right. That's true.
Only Omar, who lost, I believe with my calculations, 450 pounds.
He did?
Yeah.
He didn't seem like he was that heavy.
He has a 12-pack.
Wow. All right. Well, so Psycho Body today, that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hours. If you're having trouble, this is one of the things that people say is, I'm already exercising and I can't seem to get rid of or get in better or whatever.
Right.
You hit a plateau where you just can't get past it. So.
And most people don't want to accept that they have been dealt a body type as well. Right, Mike? Wouldn't you say that that's accurate? They see the picture of the guy in the front of Men's Health and they go, well, I should be able to be like that. But not everybody can. True?
Yeah, genetics plays a humongous role. But also, most of the guys on the magazine, I'm not going to, throw a blanket out there. But everyone should realize that most of the people on the magazines are using drugs. And, you shouldn't use that as an ideal.
On all magazines?
And, there's... On
like
all,
Time yeah, magazine?
Newsweek.
Yeah, Newsweek.
Newsweek, yeah, okay. I saw Michelle Obama.
Okay, right. Drugs?
Clenbuterol, yeah.
They had Abe Lincoln on the cover of Time last week, and I thought, that dude is buff.
Huge druggie.
I was really surprised, yeah.
Huge druggie. Yeah. That guy's got real trouble. Kevin and me the porn coming up today. We'll tell you about that.
That makes me nervous. We don't have to be in that, right?
I think all options are open.
No, I think you've been asked not to be in it.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, Eric.
Already? If you haven't, I'm asking you.
Okay. Well, I think we know our strengths and weaknesses.
Sure.
And,
okay. But I wouldn't Lisa and Miss Cleo, they're in it, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. We're all over it, sure.
I wouldn't want to, destroy a girl, which is what would happen. So,
well, judging on the videos you've been passing around, you'd probably drown her is what you'd probably do.
Oh, my God.
John McCain can't use the internet, apparently.
Oh, that's sad.
Cheapest man alive has decided it's time to fall for internet scams. That's Bean.
Oh,
come on.
Really?
I'll tell you about that later on today. The chick that's going to be having Coldplay at her house.
Oh, yeah.
The impression I get from what little I've heard, and we'll speak with her today, and this was a contest we did a month ago, that Coldplay comes and plays a concert at your house, right? The impression I got from what I read yesterday was that, like many lottery winners, she will one day look back on it as the worst thing that ever happened to her.
Just ruins her life, her family, her friends.
Well, because everyone treats you differently when you've got something, when you're now special. Whether you've won the lottery or you have Coldplay coming to your house, all of a sudden you can't get away from people who want something from you. And I think that's destroyed many lives before hers, and it looks like this is her last week.
If Bean has his way, she will be crushed by this and die.
I'm just saying that. Isn't that the impression you got from how miserable?
Well, it's there's some trouble involved, but I'm sure there's some positive involved as well.
I mean, didn't she have to change her phone number and stuff? I mean, it's really, it's bad.
Well, it's not ideal, but there's also the positive that they're going to have Coldplay play.
Right.
Balances it out a little bit.
I hope.
Well, we're going to push her over the edge by seeing if we can come.
Also, this story came out of Dallas yesterday. We were fascinated by this. They were talking about a black hole in a meeting.
Yeah.
They're saying the paperwork just goes into this certain department and then it acts like a black hole. And dude says,
well, the hole got to be black.
So we talked to Bruce Endicott from Coffee, and he kind of set us straight. I think he gave us some good advice.
Okay.
And if you missed that, we've got some highlights for you coming up just after 6 o'clock.
And- it's funny because it's racist.
And and don't forget to see Dark Knight tickets we have this morning, starring Christian Bale.
Oh, why's it got to be dark? Why has it got to be dark? Can't, the good guy can't be the white knight. Can't.
Valley boy, he's just a valley boy. Valley boy, he's just a valley boy. Like, oh my God, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday morning. What's going on?
I'm enjoying everything about Studio City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
I lucked
so
out.
What?
I lucked out.
What do you like?
I like the fact that people are nice. And that it's pretty. It is
pretty.
It's tree-lined, the streets, and everything is a stone's throw away. That Ventura Boulevard, they got everything you could ever possibly want in your life is on Ventura Boulevard.
No About every kidding. Quarter mile, there's everything.
Every store, every type of shopping, every type of food, everything you want is right there. It's I had never really appreciated it before. And I'm
glad you're happy.
Mere minutes away from Universal City Walk.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps when you want to go see The Dark Knight in IMAX. Suckers!
You saw that last night?
Suck it!
Nice.
Dude.
Oh.
In IMAX.
That's the way to see
That's
it.
That's what I heard.
If you're going to see Dark Knight, and I recommend that you do, go see it in IMAX if you at all possibly can, because it is breathtaking in IMAX.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Might have to do that.
Ralph, you're at the point where you're willing to admit that perhaps you had misconceptions about the Valley people you've slandered for years and years and years when you lived on the quote-unquote right side of the hill?
I said it to my wife the other day. I said, geez, I may have been a little harsh on people.
You think a little?
Because actually, it's kind of cool over here. These are some nice folks.
Yeah.
I may be rethinking my position.
Will you now rethink your position on what you call the flyover states or the parking lot states between New York and Los Angeles?
No, because I've met those people and I've been to those places. So I know better. No, nuke them all. That's what I say.
Give us more room for parking.
That's right. I say we just give you a big monorail. This goes from the West Coast to the East Coast. Everybody parks there in the parking states. You just pick up a little tram and you get on your shuttle. Off you go.
I like it.
When I run America, it's all going to be very different. Anyway, so I did see Dark Knight last night. And we'll talk more about it on Friday, naturally, when we do the movie beat. But I got to tell you. That Heath Ledger buzz you're hearing about his performance, ain't no BS. People.
Really?
Wow.
So it's not just that it's the incredible time he happened to
die. He died and everyone feels bad. So let's talk about it. It's a flashy role. He is brilliant.
He's really that good.
Yeah. So
excellent.
I think you'll enjoy it. Now let's talk more about some new showbiz news, shall we?
Okay.
You can all breathe a sigh of relief. It's official. And apparently the worst is behind us. Lead singer for the Village People, Victor Willis, is out of vocal cord surgery, and doctors say he will sing again.
Whew!
Thank God.
Wow, I didn't know he was going in for surgery.
Now, I didn't know he still sang.
He can't sing for 90 days because of doctor's orders, but after the 90 days, doctors say he can go back to not singing for the rest of his life because his career is over.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the
It's going to be okay.
It's all right. So everyone can just settle down.
They probably still do, like, state fairs and stuff, don't they?
I'm sure.
They do a lot of shows.
Probably, like, 7 Village People bands, one guy in each or something.
Spit it out. Make as much money as possible. Yeah.
I think this year they are on a big tour opening for Donna Summer.
There you go. Being with your Village People up there.
Of course. And what city does it start in, Bean, and what venue?
What are the prices? It's
Indianapolis, August 1st. Yeah.
Raquel Welch, does that name ring a bell?
Of course.
Old hottie?
She at one time was the hottest woman in Hollywood. She was considered the sex bomb of Hollywood, I guess in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
She has decided to spill the dirt on her tawdry past. Apparently she has signed a deal to write her autobiography, which she claims will include steamy details about her sexual relationships with Alice Cooper,
yes.
Rock star Alice Cooper, Richard Burton, legendary British drunkard.
Oh, yeah.
Warren Beatty, of course.
Of course.
Who hasn't Warren Beatty banged in Hollywood?
Really?
But the relationship I'm interested to hear about, Sean Connery. I'd like to hear
really?
What relationship Raquel Welch had with Sean Connery, because I thought that was fascinating.
I hope we get a chance to speak with him about it.
I do too. He's a good time.
Was he a real ladies' man, Ralph? Did
Sean?
He work as? Did he chew his way through Hollywood?
Yeah, he well, I don't know if he chewed.
I doubt it.
probably not.
He got around quite a bit in the 60s.
That is share. Because I thought he'd been married forever. Thought he's one of those guys.
He was married early on in his life. And then to Diana Cliento, a British actress, and then moved on to bang everyone in Hollywood, and then got married again later in life.
I see.
To his now current wife, Micheline. But him and Raquel Welch, apparently.
How about that?
Yeah. Don't invite Christopher Knight of the Brady Bunch to sit next to his TV mom, Florence Henderson, anytime soon. Apparently, Florence, who's now 74 years old, is just going off telling anyone who will listen that she thinks Christopher's made a mistake marrying Adrienne Curry.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you need. Hey, you know what? You're not my real mom. Shut up. She said recently, it hurts me, she said recently that he shouldn't have married her, and she felt that they were pushed into it by their reality show, which may or may not be true, but you don't say it out in public. So now there's a Brady feud going on.
Although that's a given. I mean, I think she's right in the middle of good advice right there.
Yeah. But what are you going to do now? They're married. Yeah. Once that happens, if you're friends at all with the people, you're just going to say, well, you know what? That's their life, their choices to make. I'm not going to say anything about
it. Yeah, that's true.
Friends are wondering why Paris Hilton is doing something she's never done before.
Studying? Reading?
Not drinking. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Apparently, she has given up drinking alcohol, which friends say they've never, ever seen her do.
Do not tell us that she is pregnant.
Say it. People are speculating.
Do not say it.
That in the light of her BFF, Nicole Richie, being a mother, that Paris has a baby on the way.
No.
What is wrong with this woman?
No.
Wouldn't you like to see a little Hilton?
No.
Nope.
A little niece Hilton or Versailles Hilton or some other French thing?
I'd be okay with Nikki having the babies in that family, but keep Paris away from them.
Nikki's got a life.
Yeah.
She's a little busy.
Stop whoring around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
Speaking of babies, Minnie Driver has some interesting ideas about child rearing. She says she has no plans to have her baby daddy in the delivery room, has no idea if the two will stay together after the baby's born, and says, really, now you don't need a man to raise a child. So she has no real concerns about whether the sperm donor will stick around or not.
Perhaps her child would enjoy having a father.
Oh, Bean. What are you going to do? Spend all your time worrying about what the kid needs? Get real. This is modern parenting. And this broad's a piece of work. Is Sienna Miller, have you heard the latest story about Sienna?
No.
I've seen the pictures.
Jiminy Cricket. You know, she was dating this Rice Iffins for a while.
Rice Iffins.
Yeah, he was the dude who played the roommate in Notting Hill, the kind of weird
ugly weird.
With the facial hair and the giant teeth there, and skinny, scrawny dude. Apparently, he's real bitter because she broke up with him. He said he won't be falling for any more of the wrong ones, in his words. And now she has moved on, by all accounts, to Balthazar Getty.
Oh, really?
Talented actor. You know him from the Alias he was on recently. He was in Dead Poets Society years
ago.
He's in Brothers and Sisters. Lisa,
no, he's
absolutely
not.
Right.
Yes, he is.
He is married with four children. Uh-oh. And now he apparently has left his wife to start banging Sienna Miller.
No.
Yeah, there's photos of them on a friend's yacht, nude, making out with about 17 other people just standing around watching them. So,
God.
She's pretty hot.
She's pretty hot and apparently a bit of a goer.
Boobies!
Not much in the boobie department, but she's quite pretty.
She's willing to share what she does have.
Yeah, she does.
She's slut-tastic. That much we know.
Well, then, obviously she puts out.
Obviously. Kim Kardashian's sister, Khloe,
Glendale,
will have to spend a whole 3 days behind bars as a result of her probation violation. Apparently, she got popped for DUI and no one really knew about it. It happened in March 2007, happened below the radar, but she didn't finish her roadside cleanup duty.
What an idiot.
And she never enrolled in the mandatory alcohol education class that she was supposed to.
She has a reality show.
That's true, Lisa.
That should have been her defense.
Yeah.
A judge in Los Angeles sentenced her to spend time in the L.A. County Jail back on July the 3rd.
And we know how that goes.
She got until the 18th to show up to serve her time. She's only been sentenced 3 days, but we don't know exactly how much China Kardashian will be doing.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah, she's the big one.
You hear the girls in the office. She's not that big. She just looks big compared to the other two girls.
Yeah, okay, yeah. My bad. She's svelte.
By the way, looking big next to Kim, that's not like a good point.
Well, they're saying they're small in stature. They're like 5'2 or something, and she's just normal size, so she looks giant compared to them.
She looks giant next to Reggie Bush when he's on the show.
All I know is they're going to have to put her in solitary confinement in county because the other female prisoners will be scared of her.
I'm Khloe Kardashian. Are you going to finish that?
They don't want her in the cafeteria in the general population.
They'll look up and think that now they're admitting men into their prison. Like, how do we go co-ed? What happened?
And Lindsay Lohan. Let it on.
Is it extending her fashion line? We were talking a little bit about this yesterday, although I don't think it was on the air. She is bringing out her own line of designer leggings. What makes these unique? They have knee pads built into them. Yes, just the thing for every loose, drunken teenage girl on your Christmas list. Do you find it hard, girls, when you're in an alley, downing a guy for an eight ball, and you have to worry about finding a piece of cardboard to put down to protect your knees? Well, not anymore. Not with Lowen's Whore Leggings.
Is that what they're calling them?
Yes.
They're really expensive, too.
Well, they have pads.
At least they've got the built-in knee pads. How can you know, that helps a true slut out when she's in a jam. You don't have to worry about it. You know, Dina Lohan will be able to negotiate better for Allie's recording contract deals now that she's wearing these.
That's awesome.
Yay, knee pads!
So, yeah, good for you, Lindsay, for considering whores like yourself everywhere who need a hand.
What is it that they claim is the reason for the knee pads? We know how they're really going to be used, but what if they say a woman would need knee pads in her stockings?
It's just the fashion thing. It's just fashion-y. Fashion statements.
According to the website, it says quilted leather knee patches add a sleek urban edge to these racy leggings.
See, it's urban edge.
Nothing really.
Urban edge.
Yeah!
Urban edge, once again, means downing guys and alleys behind Ledoux.
Yay, knee pads!
Urban edge. Shut up. Get on your knees and do what you do best.
It's Tuesday. Well, that's what she does best, let's be honest.
It's Tuesday!
Yes?
New DVDs in stores today.
Ooh, tell us.
College Road Trip. You get to see
or not.
Edgar the Entertainer, or whatever black dude's in that. Who's it, Martin Lawrence? Yeah, he's the one that takes his kid around schools with Donnie Osmond.
Is that the one that was rated G?
I don't know.
It stood out because you don't see movies like that very often rated G.
A movie that I insist you see if you haven't seen because I enjoyed it so much, The Bank Job.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Boy, was that a good flick. I saw it in theaters and I really enjoyed it. So you can pick it up on DVD today in case you missed it. And the King of Mexico's pick of the week, Step Up to the Streets.
Oh, he's so excited.
No hablo retardo, Speedy Gonzalez.
Also available today on DVD. You can check that out. Today's celebrity birthday is Terry O'Quinn. You know him from Lost, The West Wing, Alias. What a great actor for so many years he has been. 56 years old today. Actress Brigitte Nielsen is 45 years old. By the way, she is not related to the other Nielsen.
The Nielsen brothers?
No, Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie?
No relationship between Leslie Nielsen and Brigitte Nielsen.
Pam Anderson?
And no bell on Leslie Nielsen, correct?
Or Brigitte Nielsen.
Or Brigitte Nielsen. Definitely not on Leslie.
No bell.
No bell, right?
No, but no bell.
Back in the day, she was.
Back in the day,
way bell.
But Rocky days. But now she's way no bell.
Yeah. But apparently she's still clean and sober, so good for you, Brigitte. Drummer John Dolmian of System of a Down and Scars on Broadway. He is 36 years old today. Scott Foley from Felicity used to be married to Jennifer Garner. Now he's sure not. He is 36 years old today. And Brian Austin Green, you remember him from Beverly Hills 90210. He is currently residing in a new zip code, Megan Fox. He is 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Why can't John McCain use the internet? What's up with that? Don't most people in their early 70s now, aren't most of them now fairly computer proficient? Isn't that pretty typical now?
He should at least be able to do email and a basic search.
I think would guess not because they are done learning by the time they get to be 60. But having said that, if you're a politician...
My mom's 75, and she could get online.
Well, there are plenty that can do both, but you would think if you're running for president, you would be savvy enough to at least learn.
Yeah.
Or lie about it. Yeah, one of the two, right. Anyway, we'll talk to the great senator from the great state of the great Arizona coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. But first, how about the Afro line on the air for you at 323-520-AFRO. That's our answering machine. You call, leave a message. We play it back on the radio.
Yesterday, we were talking a lot about that story where the they were having a meeting and the guy said that the paperwork disappeared into the black hole. And then the other guy said,
the hole got to be black.
Oh, very right. Upset about that.
Hey, why do they call it a black box on the airplane? Why does it have to be a black box? Couldn't they better just call it a purple vagina?
Oh.
That's a good point.
Well.
There's only one of us on this program that would consider himself a self-professed claymate.
Oh, okay.
Which is a fan of the super gay Clay Aiken.
Talented, right. Super talented.
And that would be K-Rock's Bean, not to be confused with K-Rock's Kevin.
All right. I have to know. Is Clay Aiken really trying to be the new Michael Jackson? I mean, really. He's ugly. I mean, horribly ugly. He doesn't like women. He's obviously gay. And now he's inseminated someone. I don't know, man. All he needs to do is touch a little boy and he's in.
Oh, how dare you. How dare you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like he hasn't done that already. Yesterday, the Armenian comedian came on with us and gave out his number. And a few K-Rock listeners called.
Funny stuff, guys. I just called Sam, your Armenian comedian. And his wife is trying to make a phone call. She's dialing numbers. And I can hear her yelling at his ass and cuts him out for giving the number again on the radio. I talked to Sam briefly and he cuts me out.
He keeps answering the phone.
Of course.
Sam's wife called late in the show yesterday to complain, and God bless her, by the way. I couldn't feel worse for her lot in life. I mean, 29 years she's been living with Sam, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And we're like, why does he talk to people when they call? Why doesn't he just not answer if he doesn't know the number or hang up? Why does he have to spend so much time and then, therefore, so much money on a cell phone? And she's like, what do you think? He's retarded. He's Sam.
He's the guy who wanted to give it out so people would call so he could talk to his fans. He likes that.
Yeah.
He's out of his mind. Doto was emailing us recently, and it scared us a little bit as he was talking about running over a dude and thinking about it ahead of time and could he get away with it because he's retarded. And we talked to him, and he said he's just kidding. He's just joking around. And then we were talking about what we're going to do with him next, and Psycho Mike, I believe, is planning on training him. He wants a personal trainer.
Psycho Mike, look, I just want to let you know that I hate you and the fact that you draw breath every day, but at the same time, I also value human life, so I'm begging you. Don't privately train Doto, please. You will end up at Saigon washroom with your pancreas cut out of your body and Doto happily explaining to Kevin and Bean, oh, then I will be more careful with my jokes, Kevin and Bean. I will do comedy, Kevin and Bean. He's a international assassin, people. Stay the hell away from him. His effed up eye is his shooting eye.
I didn't realize his effed up eye was a shooting eye.
Wow.
We got a lot to learn about our man Doto.
How could it have been so obvious, yet we all missed it?
Yeah, I'd like to make an official complaint.
Right.
I haven't been offended enough on the show recently, and I'm getting sick of this BS. You guys seem to be more offensive. It's been way too politically correct lately.
We apologize. We'll see what we can do.
Hi, I just got a quick message for all the drivers on the 105 this morning coasting through the carpool lane with no passengers. You! I hope you'll die in the same mother church fire! Fall on your sword, you bags!
We had Gerard Way in from My Chemical Romance yesterday. He's a newly transplanted Los Angelino, and he's already starting to get a hint of the road rage and understand what it's like for people who are trying to navigate their way around the city.
That guy wanted people to fall on their swords. Don't we have bigger problems with people have swords in their cars?
Yeah.
Good point.
Running some kind of...
Hello, Kevin B. This is George Takei. I was wondering if it would be possible for you to hook me up with the retarded policeman. Oh, my. The way the drool drips down his stubbly chin and his chunky man boobs when he does that show. I love it. Say hi to my sister Lika, will you? And by the way, it's pronounced...
That's pretty funny, as is the retarded policeman.
I have an idea. Let me tase you.
No, you can't tase us.
Okay, then. How about a knock-knock joke?
Fine.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Get it?
There's nothing better on the internet. It's at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and the links or the Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup, yeah.
And all of the Retarded Policeman episodes are up there, so go find those. They're very
You're going to see those Nine Inch Nails in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yes. Lollapalooza, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Nine Inch Nails.
Nice.
How's that for three nights in a row? That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, no kidding. Is that a, I know the Lollapalooza is again this year in Chicago only. Is that a deal where you can still buy tickets or how does that work? Do you know?
I believe so, yeah. You can buy the 1, 2, or 3 day passes. Kind of like Coachella.
Good times right there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
6:39 on the Kevin and Bean Show, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Senator John McCain, in an interview with the New York Times this week, may have made an error for people who think he's too old and maybe shouldn't be running for president right now because he admitted that essentially that he is technology illiterate, that he doesn't use email or the internet, which seems like I don't know. You could look at it either one of two ways. I mean, one is the president is not the guy who needs to be doing that.
Yeah.
He has people to do stuff like that. It's not really that important whether he does. And the other half, other side is, shouldn't he know how to do that? I mean, it seems like a smart, you know, active guy ought to know how to do stuff like
but
that.
But when you think about it, you don't want the president to go, hey, come in here, look at this. He's on YouTube, you know. Two girls, one cup. Look at that! How awesome is that?
I don't think that necessarily is the page he ought to be on, but he has people who show him certain websites. He's just now finding his way around it, and I don't know if this is going to be a spin problem or not, since his, you know, since Barack Obama is so much younger, obviously, and he's on his BlackBerry all the time and the whole deal like they are. But let's talk to Senator McCain from Arizona on the phone with us right now, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Senator.
What?
You okay, sir?
Yes.
Could you hear what we were saying as we were talking about you before we picked up the phone?
Yes.
So is it true you don't use email, you don't use the internet?
I don't use any of the internet.
You don't? Internets?
Nope. And I don't read any of the electronic mails.
Emails?
No.
Okay.
Because it's a fad!
It's a fad.
I'm not going to get caught up in your fad with you kids and your love beads and your lava lamps.
That may have been 60s and
70s. And your slinkies and your hula hoops.
Okay.
That's child stuff!
I don't think the internet is really comparable to hula hoops. I mean, this is an information tool that is used by billions of people around the world.
That's what they said about the Etch-a-Sketch. Where's that today?
It's still out there. They're still using it.
I tried to look up YouTube on the Etch-a-Sketch.
No, that's the internet.
Nothing.
It doesn't work that way at all.
Whole thing's a sham.
No, it's not how you use that.
So your staff will show you some of the political sites, the New York Times article says. You go to Politico is one of the sites, the Drudge Report, of course. But there's no actual site that you ever visit on your own or that you have any experience looking at because you want to.
No, it's all just too confusing for me.
Yeah.
That giant keyboard, they call it. Has all kinds of numbers and letters on it.
You don't type either?
F3, what's that?
Well, most of us don't know that either.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't have to know to use the internet.
No, I have someone does that for me.
Okay.
I say, right. Show me the latest retarded policeman.
You do? You're aware of that.
Oh, I love that retarded kid. I might make him vice president.
I would vote for you as well. What about...
Hold on a second.
Whoa, what's going on there?
Cindy sending me a text.
That's not a text. That's a telegraph.
John, they're all out of large size depends.
Oh.
Can you fit into the medium? Love, Sinton.
Yeah.
Morse code, huh?
Yeah, Morse code in the 21st century. It seems like we've passed that, Senator.
Hold on, I gotta send a message back to Cindy.
Okay.
Cindy.
Is that a fire?
Yeah, I got smoke signals.
That's how you respond?
Stop by 7-Eleven. Pick me up. An Arctic Blast Slurpee.
Sounds like you're sending
and
the same
Slim Jim.
The same letter over and over again. I'm not very familiar with smoke signals, but
no, you're not, apparently. I was raised in Oklahoma by the red man.
Right.
I just
Where
think
am I from?
What? I think Arizona. Aren't you from Arizona?
Yeah,
you're born in
Arizona.
There's some red men
state
there.
Or something.
Yeah, they got a lot of them there.
Some red men there, sure.
They are drinkers. And gamblers.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you were born in Panama, now that I think about it, but
Panama!
You were raised in Arizona.
Panama!
Well, Senator, Panama! We're just saying... Right. We're just suggesting that maybe email would be easier than the way you're doing things right now. You ought to look into
What's
it, is all.
What's wrong with the good old-fashioned mail? That's been good enough since Ben Franklin invented it when I was a boy.
Well, I think it takes faster. It takes a lot longer. If you had a BlackBerry, you could have done that entire conversation in about 20 seconds.
That's madness! The U.S. mail is fast can be.
Oh, okay.
I got to drop off my bills now.
Drop off your bills.
Yes.
Okay, that's
here I
okay.
Am.
Is that
that's
a horse?
Here I
that's,
am.
That's the Pony Express you're
all
doing
right,
there, Senator.
Take it.
You have to chase the guy on the horse. Are you running after him, sir?
We are giving away tickets every hour again today for you to see Batman, The Dark Knight. Congratulations and thanks to listening to Kathleen Hackford from Riverside. She's going to the movie. Ralph, you saw the movie last night at an exclusive premiere, right?
I'm Batman.
You're not.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
You wish you were.
Right. By the way, Christian Bale takes the whole Batman voice thing to new levels in this film.
I thought really? He did in the last film.
Wait till you hear this one.
Welcome, Mr.
I was talking to my buddy Dan. I was with him, like, what the hell is he saying? It's like, all right, we get it. You're changing your voice when you're Batman and not Bruce Wayne. But last night I went to the IMAX up at Universal City. And if you get a chance to see The Dark Knight in IMAX, I recommend it highly. That's how you should say it.
I didn't know that they were doing that with this movie. I didn't realize
they shot about 6 action scenes in IMAX with the IMAX cameras, and the rest of it they've just blown up to IMAX size.
Those of you who don't know about IMAX, it is like three times the size of a regular movie screen.
It seems like three times.
Huge.
Wall to ceiling, just monster screen. And the Universal City Walk IMAX is a beautiful theater, and it's a great place to see it. And it's big. It's a big theater. But here's the thing. They had a screening for press and whatnot last night, and it was so packed they had to have a second one.
Uh-huh.
So we knew it was going to be a big deal. So my friend Danny and I got there early because we wanted to get decent seats. And the people at Warner Brothers, by the way, thank you very much. They were very, very accommodating. They took good care of me. They put me right in the center in the back, which is where you want to sit.
Oh, yeah.
Almost in the center. There were the 3 center seats stand alone there at the IMAX. And then we were sitting next to those 3 seats. And they had that section roped off for people. So they sat us there and they said, you can have any seat you want, but not the 3 center seats. Not the 3 center seats. Just you can sit on either side, but just... No one gets to sit in the 3 center seats.
Were you thinking Stars of the Movie?
So I'm thinking, oh, Bale's going to come and check it out with an audience or whatever. So
Keith
the place
Ledger.
Fills
That'd be
up
cool.
And people are fighting over seats, and it's just a madhouse, chaos. Moments before the movie's set to start, they pulled the tape off the 3 center seats. And I said, here we go. I can't wait. It's going to be Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine and Christian Bale, and I'm going to be hanging out with them afterwards. So who do they help into the theater for the 3 center seats?
Help in.
Oh,
Larry King.
What?
Are you serious?
Larry King and his 2 handlers.
What?
Really?
Come tottering into the theater, and he plops down literally 5 feet away from me in these center seats. Right?
What a waste.
Down.
Did he stay awake for the whole movie?
Here's the best part. We're watching the film, and we're about, I don't know, 45 minutes in, and it's the big first Heath Ledger scene where he really goes off as the Joker. It's an amazing performance, people. Really, you got to see it to believe it. He does a terrific job. And out loud, in the dark theater, you could hear a pin drop. You hear, he's terrific! Larry King.
Does he think he's on his show?
I guess he does.
Somebody booked that kid.
Hey, where's Keith Hedgens? He's just barking out in the middle of the movie, the dead silent moment. Just here. He's terrific.
Is he talking
old people
to somebody?
Talk in theaters.
Yeah, they do.
Is he talking to somebody next to him and he can't hear, so he's talking loudly?
I can't tell whether he's just.
Does he think the whole
it's
theater?
A running commentary in his head or whether he's.
Theater
just,
wants his review
in case
early.
We're not aware of how good Heath Ledger is at the moment.
I would have been so excited. He's so crazy.
He's terrific.
Awesome.
Thanks, Larry. I feel like screaming back. Thanks for your input. Yeah, so check it out. We'll talk more about it Friday in the movie
suite.
What are you going to do for 69?
He's terrific.
He's terrific.
And then I hear, like 10 minutes later, and I look over, and he has spilled the entire bucket of popcorn all over the floor on his feet. It's just an almost all, entire full bucket of popcorn.
Did he get down on the floor and start licking it up?
No, he didn't. He just,
not that
well,
crazy.
Well, I guess Larry King was right. We can all just get along.
That's absolutely true. Foo Fighters had to cancel two concerts this week. Band's
That's
official
rare.
Website says Dave's not feeling well, and he's under doctor's orders to rest. I don't know what's up with him, but I hope he gets better soon. Foos were supposed to do two sold-out shows at Red Rocks Amphitheater near Denver, Colorado last night and tonight, but those concerts have been rescheduled for September 8th and 9th. In case you've got tickets for the Red Rock shows, you can go in September.
Those guys keep going, and then, you know, they get tired, they keep going, and they start getting sick, they keep going.
Yep.
Pretty much they're forced to eventually.
More music news. What a waste. Fallout Boy.
Oh!
With Pete Wentz.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just been announced, have been signed to perform at the Victoria's Secret Pink Party.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they won't appreciate that.
This Thursday night here in Santa Monica. What a waste to put the flimsy band like Fallout Boy at the Victoria's Secret Pink Party.
Okay, explain the pink.
Well, it's a party where all the Victoria's Secret models go and they show off their pink lingerie.
But don't you think that a representative or two from K-Rock should perhaps be there at this event?
I think so, too, just to add some testosterone to the event. That's probably why they're inviting Pete Wentz, because they don't have to worry about him. He's no threat to the models.
True.
He's the flimsiest man on the planet.
You could see him backstage, you wouldn't care.
Busy talking to his wife's belly. Jessica Simpson and Carrie Underwood are on a collision course. Oh, someone just get the mud wrestling pit ready. Apparently, you know, Jessica Simpson's got a new country album.
Yeah, I've seen the video for the song, and it's bad.
Because she's a failure in the pop music world, but the good news for Jessica Simpson is country music people will listen to anything.
That's your theory.
If you're blonde and have boobs, they will tune in and turn on.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs.
She is singing at a country music festival, as is Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
And Jess's boyfriend, Tony Homo, from the Dallas Cowgirls, has told
Wait a minute, Ralph. You said homo.
And your point is?
He said cowgirls, too.
Apparently, he has informed Jessica that he's also planning on seeing Carrie's performance the night of her show, and wants to stop by and spend some time with his ex, and Jessica is none too pleased.
Oh, that's his ex-girlfriend?
He used to go out with Carrie Underwood, yeah.
That's what started this battle.
Former American Idol and current country superstar.
That's a step down, by the way, I think, to go from Carrie Underwood to Jessica Simpson.
Looks-wise, I don't think it is.
What about
giant size cannons?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a move
about
up.
That?
Move up in that.
Cannons, people! Big old boobies!
Speaking of The Dark Knight, Christian Bale is coming to the defense of his late co-star. He told Matt Lauer on the Today Show that there is no truth to the rumors that Heath's role as the Joker made him depressed, and that's what led to his accidental overdose and death. He said these theories are simply rude and attempts to create a soundbite for such a tragedy. Christian said Heath was having the best time of his life playing his last role, couldn't have been happier. So it wasn't like the Joker got all inside his mind and he couldn't turn it off.
That story's been out there for a long time.
He said he was having a blast doing it. So, just not the case.
Well, people try to come up with a theory as to why an incredibly talented, young, good-looking, rich, famous person would commit suicide. You know,
he didn't
commit suicide.
Intentionally or not, though. I mean, they try to figure out what was making him be in a spot where he would feel like he needed to take that many drugs.
I don't know why
everyone's creating their theories.
I don't know why people are creating theories when the K-Rock mics were there.
They were.
Oh, yes, Heath Ledger. Oh, yes, it's like a big sausage. Oh, yes. That's right, Jake Gyllenhaal. It is. It's a species spicy sausage. Oh, Heath!
Wow.
That's what he was doing before.
Yeah, dude.
Come on.
Couldn't even add anything to it. Could add some, like, pill lines or something.
Lighty was totally phoning it in towards the end.
Just chop it in half and add a Heath, really? That's what you're doing?
Could have taken a beat before Heath, too.
Something,
so
anything?
Get it out of the studio.
All right, we'll rework that one.
Try to tie it in. Those pills are large, Heath Ledger. Something just kind of.
Would you like a massage?
Yeah. Are you sleepy? You should lay down. I mean, just try to create something. Do something.
All right.
Instead of putting up a rerun and pretending it's new,
we'll rework that one.
Damn. You think it's going well?
No.
I agree.
And Jack Black's headed back to class. E! Online reports that he has signed on to do a sequel to his excellent 2005 film, School of Rock.
I like that movie.
It doesn't need a sequel, though.
Why do you hate fun?
Just it doesn't need a sequel.
Why do you poop on joy?
There is just... He's
but
Mr.
Jack
Negative
Black
lately.
Playing Dewey Finn again, that character, with a bunch of kids rocking out, it's going to be fun.
You didn't see...
How bad could it be?
Did you see the first one, Bean?
I did. Yes, I did. Oh. It was very funny. It was great.
I was
but
confident he wouldn't
it's also It's also done. I mean, they've told that story.
Mr. Negative.
It's not a movie that... This is a movie that somebody says there's money to be made if we make another... movie called School Frog. That's all this is about.
I could get a lot more jokes. I got a lot more ideas for this character.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Apparently, Jack's character takes a group of kids across the country to learn about music history in America. So it's sort of a road trip movie, and it'll be called School of Rock 2, America Rocks.
As well.
Two.
Also.
Tom Bien.
Sounds like Mike Myers should be in it. It sounds so bad.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Wow.
Bean just hates.
You can get a second... School of Rock, or a brand new Space Chimps. Which would you prefer? Come on. It's a lot worse movies coming out.
I don't know. Tell me about Space Chimps.
About a bunch of chimps in space.
I'm in.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Terry O'Quinn from Lost, West Wing, Alias. He is 56 years old today. Actor, director, Forrest Whitaker. How about him, huh? How about him?
Yeah.
How about him? 47 years old today. Actress Brigitte Nielsen, most recently in Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. 45 years old today. John Dulmian of System of a Down.
Look at that, man.
And Scars of Broadway. He is Scars on Broadway. He is 36 years old today. Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210 is 35. And Scott Foley, star of Felicity, is 36. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Honestly, can we start playing the English version of that song at any point?
You're going to have to get over the fact that you can't understand any of the words of that song. That's just how Isaac sings, dude.
All right.
System of a Down, Foo Fighters, Sublime, all coming up. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
We're going to do Bean's blog, but there was one thing that stood out so much that I think we just need to focus on this one thing.
Okay.
Bean
what?
Is the,
what
Bean,
now?
Bean is the cheapest man we know.
Yes.
Now, Bean's going to deny it, but Lisa, would you say that's true?
Yes.
Mike, would you say that's
thrifty.
True?
He's frugal.
Yes. Ralph?
Skinflint.
Yes. Cheapest man I know.
How dare you?
Drive from store to store to get a CD for 20 cents less. I mean, that's how
seriously,
cheap you
are. Yeah.
So he wrote about something in June called the Something Store. It's a fun new website that operates simply. We will send you something, an item selected randomly. And you, for your $10, you send us $10 and we will send you something. And you'll find out what it is when it gets there.
Wow, that sounds fun. Postage, thank you, Ralph. That's postage included, too, by the way. That's 10 bucks, includes it all.
Well, then it's got to be something great. If they can afford to mail it as well as give it to you for 10 bucks, it's got to be a keeper.
Here's my favorite thing, how they explain it on the website. It may be something you need, something you want, or something you desire. It also may be crap.
It may be a giant lump of poop.
Does it say that on the website? It may be crap?
I was adding that. Yours may be a cool gadget, a rare book, a table game, handmade necklace, reverse clock, box of gourmet chocolates, a set of shiny shower curtains, popular video game. I'm not kidding. This is on their site. The latest version of a software, a set of kitchen knives, a pair of designer jeans, garden tool, kitchen appliances. And it goes on and on and on like you're going to get a kitchen appliance.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to the person who got the washer and dryer. I want to talk to them.
So what do you think Bean did? Bean sent in 10 bucks.
How is that possible?
I don't know, because he's the cheapest man I know.
But he's
also... How can you not?
Because...
How can you?
A website that says if you send them 10 bucks, they'll send you something is going to be crap along the lines of the stuff that you get at the arcades where you have to play like $40,000 worth of games
so you could
give them the ticket so it could add up to that one little green army man. That costs about 20 cents to produce.
You are better off going to play skee ball at Chuck E. Cheese's and picking something from the top shelf than just randomly mailing someone $10 and waiting for your crap.
Look, here's the first of all, what
They'll
about
send
the
you
long
a bouncy ball or a Chinese finger trap or one Skittle?
I mean, what about the long list of things that Kevin read that are things that they do send out? What about those?
I would not spend $10 for a set of shiny shower curtains. Never.
But wait a minute. Car dealerships also advertise a car for a price and they sell one. And then they did that legally. And then the rest of them are all normal. You think they send this stuff out all the time? I mean, do you really believe?
I think they send this stuff out all the time.
You really believe that?
Look,
Here's the thing.
Kitchen appliances.
You are a chump.
Here's the thing.
Ralph
says you don't send a guy $10 and have him send you something back. I don't look at this website likely as being a guy working out of his garage and just getting rid of his crap. To me, this smacks of it must be some sort of an overstock place.
Okay.
Where Why do you assume that? Because that's what he wants it to be.
No, no, no. Because it seems like they have an awful lot of different sorts of things.
Crap.
So it sounds to me like the type of place where maybe they end up with overstock and this is how they get rid of it.
How are you so willing to believe that when they list all those things. So Bean sends him his $10 and he gets back this POS. It's a little purse that, and he puts a picture of it in his blog. It's a little purse and it's got a bunch of zippers on it. And he says, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it appears to be a bag made out of zippers sewn together by someone named Alan Stewart. It's kind of neat. Not something I would ever buy for $10, but I don't feel ripped off.
No, you could buy it at the 99-cent only store.
And
you could go there and get all this crap and then
easily.
And make a ton of money because people are sending you $10.
And then the 175-year-old Bean follows that up with, and there are probably some hipster teenagers out there who would love it.
I can
guarantee you that's not true. This is a piece of crap.
They would say, we don't want your bag, old man, and they'd beat you to death.
One of the people who commented on the blog that day that you're reading from said, I sent my $10 to the subject store hoping to get that bag. But instead, she got the vacuum cleaner that plugs with a USB cord into your computer. And that's the item that I wanted, so I may try to work out some sort of a trade with her.
Yeah, maybe you can get a whole scam victim club together and you guys can swap out.
Guys, I'm not being scammed and I'm not a victim if I understand that there's no guarantee of what's going to come back by return post for
my
$10.
You're right. You're just a retard.
You are retarded, though. I mean, really, if you don't know what they're going to send you and you take for granted because they write a few sentences that it's going to be something good because it's an overstock store and not a scam site, how retarded can you be?
It's not retarded if I don't really care what it is they send back. Half of what makes it fun for me is not knowing what item is going to arrive in the
mail.
That's what
I like.
Send
me $10. I'll send you something. I promise I will send you something.
It might be a hat.
Send me $10.
It might be his car.
Could be anything. You don't know.
Could be his house.
Could be my new house in Studio City.
He might send you his house.
It could be anything I own. I will send you something. Send me $10.
I will admit that I got the bag made out of zippers the first time I tried this.
Wait a minute. The first time you sent them, you got this POS stupid purse with a bunch of zippers, and you sent them $10 more?
I got to do this again. Look at this bag of zippers. I got to dip back into this rich pool of goodness.
You sent them $10 more. You are the most stupid man I've ever met.
How many times have you done this?
Total?
Yes.
All the times that I've done it?
Yes.
So far?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Just two. Only two.
He says, how could I not? I'm looking at this stupid purse with zippers. That's how not. You go, wow, that was a ripoff. I'm not going to do it again.
It wasn't a ripoff, though, from my mistake
and never do that again.
It wasn't a ripoff.
What are you doing with that stupid purse of zippers?
It's laying here on the counter. Look, I didn't know what it was. I'd never heard of it. I'd never seen anything like that.
The
thrill of not knowing what it was going to be and then opening it and having never seen it before, that to me is worth a certain
amount
of
money. This is a guy we need to remember who doesn't have thrills in
his life.
He does nothing. Yeah. So a thrill is sending off $10.
And a thrill that gets delivered by a mailman?
Yes. Oh,
exactly.
B shows up at the door naked.
Turgid City, baby. That is Erectionville.
I love the something store and may send him $10 every week.
You are dumb.
Let me tell you what I got to reconcile that with your enormous cheapness.
Because I'm not cheap. Because that's something that you guys have in your mind that isn't true. But look, let me tell you what I got. The second time.
All right.
I did not get the zipper purse. I did not get the zipper purse for those.
Is it a refrigerator?
Was it a motorcycle?
It was not a motorcycle.
Was it a rare book?
It wasn't a rare book.
Shower curtains?
I was hoping for the shower curtains.
Designer jeans?
Look, there are people who, after I got the bag of zippers, they say, well, I bet that's all they have is the bag of zippers. I bet every time you send the $10, that's what you get is the bag of zippers.
No, I'll bet they have stuff that's much worse.
What I received this time
for my incomplete cards?
$10, ladies and gentlemen, was a 19-piece stainless steel tool set in handy zipper case. Here it is. That's a tool set.
That's
zippers,
tool set.
And screws, and stuff like that.
That's a tool set for fixing, like, eyeglasses.
Yes,
that's not a tool
it's a
set.
Tiny screwdriver.
It has a bunch of tiny screwdrivers and a bunch of tiny wrenches.
You can buy those for $3.99.
In case you have to fix a tiny car, what are you going to use that for? It fits in the palm of your hand. How good? Don't say it's a 19-piece tool set.
It's a 19-piece tool set.
It fits in the palm of your hand.
Well, it's meant to be portable. I suspect this is something you're supposed to have in
it's
a drawer or
useless.
Have in your glove compartment.
See, here's the thing about that. You have to suspect what it's for. You don't even know.
I suspect you would need it. It's you can fix the purse's zippers, I'll bet.
If my Hot Wheel ever breaks down on the road, I'll be able to change its tires.
You guys, are stupid. Please, please send us.
It was only $10.
Please send us $10.
Let's start a K-Rock thing or the K-Rock website where Bean sends listeners $10 and they send him stuff from their homes. And Bean can have endless fun forever and we can all benefit a
and
little
bit. And he can just guess that it's an overstock situation.
Right, but I fear if we did that, stupid. I'd end up opening a bag of flaming poop or something. I don't want to get involved
you
in
may
that,
from this site. Send him $10 again.
You,
I want to know what you get.
The something store is a good deal and you ought to check it out. That's what I'm saying.
It's the worst deal on the internet. It's a worse deal than sending the guy in Nigeria, the winning lottery guy, sending him the money. It's worse than that.
They send you an item, though. You guys don't understand.
The
you get an item back.
Is crap.
How dare you?
And it's worth way less than $10, closer to one.
So says you.
So say we all.
You are extreme dumb. And it's good for me to be able to say that to someone
wow.
on this show. Extremely or extreme? I'm
boy. Serrera Chavez from Los Angeles is going to see Batman The Dark Knight. We got tickets for you every hour this morning and all week long on The Kevin and Bean Show and around the clock on K-Rock, too. So if you want to see Batman, keep listening to K-Rock.
Psycho Mike is a certified trainer, and it's time for the Psycho Body.
Hi, this is Omar from The Kevin and Bean Morning Show. Before I went on the Psycho Body Plan, I was always tired, fat, fat, and fat.
That's true.
But then I got on the Psycho Body Plan.
And now, I can see through walls, lift 1,000,000 pounds, and my tastes like chocolate. Are you with me?
Psycho Mike tells me that's true, by the way.
That is very impressive, the work you've done with Omar. I'll tell you that.
I know firsthand that that is all true. It's
all right.
Now, you do.
Now, you're a certified trainer.
Yeah.
You work in gyms. You train people. You
yeah.
kill them. One person's died.
And bathhouses, too.
Bathhouses. Yeah. Excellent. Hand out towels and give massages.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one thing I've noticed in the years that Mike has been working on this show is, first of all, the quality of the program in general has gone down, first of all. But second of all, people cannot get enough information on health and fitness topics. Mike cannot step outside the studio without getting accosted by somebody who works at K-Rock with a question about something. And that's why we brought the Psycho Body on the air. That's why we decided that you, the K-Rock listener, may also have questions that you can't figure out how to get answered. And Mike, actually, as dumb as he is in so many other ways, seems to be pretty knowledgeable on these topics.
Having said that, please check any advice that you get on the Kevin and Bean Show with someone outside. Just a doctor, anyone else. Because
just your mom, even.
Even your mom.
A bum, really.
My bum. Anyway. Yes, a homeless guy. All right, Psycho Mike, what do you got for us today?
Well, usually when we do the Psycho Body, we're always talking about dietary stuff
because yes.
everybody wants to know what they need to eat.
What's bad for
and
you,
they
what's
don't
good
follow
for
that
And then they don't follow
yeah.
any of the advice.
Yeah.
That's what
they find out that everything that tastes good, you can't eat.
Right.
So they just... So now we're going to concentrate on training
okay.
to try to, you know, make up for the fact that you're eating food that tastes good.
Okay. So training. So,
yeah, in general, there's a lot of most.
Are you depressed?
People.
Are you tired?
He is acting odd, isn't he?
Training. Yeah. In general, give me a little something.
All right.
Act like you're interested
Here's
in being
here.
Here's
my penis.
Okay.
That's a little something.
All right, we need something bigger.
Training.
Look, people have a lot of misconceptions about the way to train, right?
Yes, that's very true. I mean, most people in general, you know, they want to go out. They think they need to lose weight, so they go out for a nice jog. Nice
right.
long jog
Cardio.
At a medium pace. And that's exactly what you don't want to do. There's a lot of things that you need to do. A lot of people believe that you burn your calories and you do what you need to do during your workout,
yeah.
and that's good. Well, in actuality, what really affects your physique is what's called the post-exercise oxygen consumption. And it's a fancy way of saying... the 24 to 40 hours after you work out, what happens to your metabolism from the workout that you did?
So you're saying if you go out and jog, that's not the best way to lose weight?
No, not at all.
Because I would totally think that's true.
Yeah, and most people do. They think that working up a sweat, you know, somehow, some way, going outside, maybe taking a jog or a nice bike ride, albeit is, you know, good for you, good for your heart and everything like that. It's not the best way by any means to really cut down the body fat and, you know, get the beach-ready body. So, you know.
What is the best way?
It's a mixture of all different types of exercise, and you gotta lift weights. You gotta lift weights and do some type of resistance training. People don't want to do that, especially women, because they think that they're gonna be some type of offensive lineman.
Yeah,
or some...
lift weights equals bulky.
Yeah, and that's not true. The bottom line is that training decides how you look, and eating decides how big or small you are. Bottom line.
Okay.
You know, you could lift weights heavy all day long, and you're not going to get any bigger if you're eating properly and you're making sure that you're not going to intake more calories than you burn. It's just that's the bottom line. So always remember that eating decides how big or small you are, and training decides, you know, how that's shaped.
Now, in training, is jogging or that type of activity, is that a part of it?
Yeah. I mean, especially people who are involved in sports or hope to be involved in some type of endurance sport, like running a marathon or a bike ride or something like that, go ahead and engage in those type of activities. Just know that that's certainly not going to help you when it comes to, you know, getting six-pack abs or something like that. You look at like long-distance endurance training, stuff like that, like jogging or riding a bike.
Right.
Imagine if you had like a...
But those guys are always skinny.
They're always skinny, runners. But they never have a good body. What I want you to do is look in the upcoming Olympics, look at the guys who run the 100-meter dash, and then look at the guys who are running the marathons, the 1,600 meters plus.
Yeah.
All of them, they're going to come in, you know, looking either like wayfish gaunt, you know, anorexic types, or they're going to be skinny fats, what I call skinny fats. People who, you know, when they have their clothes on, they appear to be thin and have a good body, but they're made of mush. It's nothing but cottage cheese underneath the t-shirt.
You're right. The sprinters are muscle men.
Sprinters, gymnasts, shot putters, anything like that that entails explosive power or output are always going to be people who have really good, pleasing physique.
But even if you just want to lose weight and look decent, you don't want to be in, you know, weightlifter shape. You just want to look decent for your size.
Right, exactly.
You have to lift weights.
And that's what you got to gear all advice to is the general person. And most people don't want to compete at a professional level. Most people don't want to run a marathon. Most people don't want to be so ripped that they have veins popping out of their body. But if you want to look good when you take your shirt off when you go to the beach or when you're at a pool party this summer, these are the things that you should do to really try to maximize your results and not waste your time. Because a lot of the thing is, too, is that people, they want to lose weight. They go out and they spend all this time doing these things. And it's just a waste of energy. And that can be so frustrating at the end of the day or at the end of the week.
Because you can't lose that weight you want to lose.
Exactly. Because you're not losing that weight. And the last 5 pounds isn't coming off. And then you get frustrated.
But you said it's a combination of things. So there was lifting weight. And what were the other things?
When you do your cardiovascular training, when you do your aerobic training, try to do what's called high-intensity intervals. You know, something that involves, like I said, sprint. Running stairs with short intervals of high intensity amount of work, followed by high amounts of short intervals of rest. So, you know, I'll do 30-second sprints followed by a minute and a half of walking.
And then a milkshake?
And then, yes, exactly. And then donuts. Stuff like that.
And then a week break.
What you're trying to do is imagine if you had like a fire that you wanted to burn. When you're running a long distances for a long period of time, what you're doing is trying to trick your body into using, trying to burn as much fire on as small amount of coal as possible.
Right.
What you want to do is to try to burn as much coal with as small amount of fire as possible.
Right.
It's an analogy. If it makes any sense, you want to try to just maximize as much energy expenditure in as short amount of time as possible, as opposed to trying to get your body to really perform as long as possible on a small amount of energy.
All right.
Cuz then you're tricking your body into having a slower metabolism.
All right, we will take your phone calls 1-800-520-1067 if you have any questions for the psycho.
Don't just get fit, get psycho. Don't just get strong, get psycho. Don't just get big, get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
No.
1-800-520-1067. My problem, Mike, as we go to your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067 for the Psycho Body, my problem is that I am too ripped. I can't stop it. I am more cut every day, and there's nothing I can do to slow that train.
You're the male Madonna, where your body's just vulgar now because you're so muscular and ripped.
It's kind of embarrassing, to tell you the truth. All right, let's take some calls here this morning. Why don't we start with, Raul in Van Nuys. He's on line 4 for the Psycho Body. Hi, Raul. Thanks for calling. You're on the Kevin DeBean Show. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Good morning.
Hi there. What's your question?
I've been on a diet for the last 3 months. I've lost 30 pounds. And
wow.
I
dude.
Jesus.
Wanted to know when I should start exercising because right now I weigh 265. I weigh 295.
Why haven't you been exercising the whole time is a better question.
I've been doing nothing but dieting for the last 3 months, so... I want to know how much more I need to do and then when I need to start toning up.
You should start exercising immediately. I mean, you should never wait. Just because you're a bigger guy doesn't mean you can't exercise.
You're afraid that you're going to get too big, I imagine, if you exercise, right?
Well, yeah, because I'm already wide-shouldered. I have really big thighs. I mean, my muscles have always been really big because I played a lot of high school sports.
But can he lose weight without gaining
muscle?
Yeah,
I mean, like I talked about it in the first break, what you're doing when you're lifting weights, especially when you're lifting intensely, is you're increasing your metabolic rate, I mean, substantially for the next 30 to 40 hours. And that can only help you when you're trying to tone up and lose weight and try to get a leaner, nicer physique. It's not just going to, you know, throw on slabs of unsightly muscle, even though you're a bigger guy. Especially for a guy who your size, I mean, your metabolism is going to be through the roof, you know, when you're really putting in the work in the gym.
All right, now, when I'm dieting, I'm cheating on the weekends. Is that still okay, or should I stop cheating?
No, that's fine. Cheat a lot.
No, but when you say,
one day cheating.
You should definitely give yourself a couple gifts. On the weekends, always a good idea, because that's when people tend to go out to dinner with people or go out to the bars and stuff. But don't overdo it. I mean, you really can't, kind of haywire your metabolism by having, you know, day after day of, you know, pizza and cheesecake and stuff. And you don't want to throw away all your hard work through the middle of the week.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Raul.
Hey, some other time, let's have Raul in to take questions on how to lose 30 pounds in 3 months, by
no
the way.
No kidding.
What's his mystery food he's eating? My God.
He was saying that he was 290 at the beginning, and people who are that heavy tend to lose weight quicker.
Because there's a lot of
fat. It's really, like taking a tablespoon out of a gallon.
Tim in Fullerton, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to know if the lemonade diet cleanse is safe and worth trying to shed some toxins and maybe shed a few pounds.
Lemonade diet cleanse.
It is. For those of you that don't know, it's like a liquid cleanse. Sometimes you can either make your own at home. It's a type of lemonade, or it comes in a powder.
And it's an enema, right?
It
isn't. Oh, okay.
You drink it, and that's all you have for days upon days. It's like liquid mixture. No, it's not. I mean, you will lose weight on it, but it's not a good technique to use. Yeah, I mean, anything of these extreme diets where you eat only one certain type of food, or it's only liquid, or any of these things that you see that seem very extreme, you want to steer away from that.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Let's talk to Chad in Long Beach. He's on line 7. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We're doing the Psycho Body this morning. Hi, Chad. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, my question is about my chest. I've always been in pretty good shape. My workout consists of... Yeah, there you go. I do a lot of self-resistance training at home, like, you know, jailhouse-style workout, and I can't seem to get my chest, a whole lot bigger. I don't want to get huge. I just want to get, where it sets off my stomach and looks a little bit bigger. Is there anything... Any type of variation I'm missing on my workout, or should I hit the gym, or what?
Yeah, I mean, you should definitely try to hit the gym. The thing with body weight exercises is that the weight never increases. And, you know, muscles, as far as when they grow, they adapt to more and more stress. You know, your body, the muscle is going to adapt to the level of stress it's been given, be it the weight. And if you're just doing push-ups, for instance, that weight never changes.
But what if he gets some neighbors and he puts them on his back?
Yeah. I mean,
jailhouse style.
If you really want to go jailhouse and do a jailhouse workout, you're going to have to put people on your back in more ways than one. But, you're going to have to try to hit the gym and do some, resistance exercises involving weight so that you can increase that weight, you know, hence giving your muscles more to adapt to and they can grow.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's see.
Wow. So many great calls, so little time. Psycho Mike, you may need to do something, some sort of a podcast or something like that, so people can get a hold of you when we don't have time on the radio, because there are so many questions out there that people have.
Let's go to Joe in Long Beach. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. What's your question?
Hey, I have a question for Psycho Mike about CrossFit.
Yeah.
What do you think about that program?
What is CrossFit?
CrossFit is a type of program. They have gyms where you have to be certified to train in a way that's called CrossFit, and it involves nothing but functional movements, and it's real bare-bones type training. It's very similar to the training that went into the movie 300 that the guys did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of body weight, a lot of Olympic lifts, a lot of real old-school training. There's an excellent CrossFit gym in Santa Monica.
Is it good to do?
And it is fantastic. I would recommend it more so than anything to anybody out there, like we were talking about, who in general just wants to get in better shape, look better, feel better, and be able to perform better. I would say CrossFit type training is about as good as you can get.
Right.
And like I said, there's an excellent, excellent CrossFit gym, one of the better in the country in Santa Monica, called Patranic Fitness. And they're all over Southern California, I believe. But that definitely, if you're in the Santa Monica area, I couldn't recommend it more.
All right, so check with your doctor, your parents, friends, anyone else besides Psycho Mike, just because he killed that dude that one time.
Right. And, just once.
Just that one time.
And in my defense, he was a puss.
That's true. Now time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Could Hillary Duff and her new boyfriend be getting married? That's the word, according to Star Magazine. Her boyfriend is Mike Comrie. And if you're an NHL fan, you may know that he is a star with the New York Islanders. I use star in quotes because they are the Islanders.
That's true.
So there you go. But apparently he's been shopping for engagement rings with his friend. And witnesses say when they shop, the friend always says, oh, it's for me. But people are speculating that it's actually Mike shopping around to give old Toothy her own ring. So. Good luck, you crazy kids.
Who calls up their male friend and goes, let's go shopping for rings?
Let's go look for some rings.
Really?
George Takei.
I would say, no, get your own ring.
You and George Takei go out shopping for rings.
I think Hillary's getting hot again, you guys.
What's that, Bean? I'm sorry, I think Hillary's
getting
jokes.
Sorry, you started that after I started my sentence, but I thought... Hillary is getting hot again, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
I know that I made fun of her for a while, but she's really looking good now, and her body is diabolical lately.
Yeah, she filed down the choppers, and she's looking much better. So. Yeah. They gave her one of those salt licks, I think, to work on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The gnawing?
Or whatever you give a rodent when it's in a cage to make sure their teeth don't grow through their bottom jaw.
They were feeding her bamboo for a while, too, I understand. Yeah, about that.
You know, it helps wear them down.
Sure.
Yeah. More relationship news. I got the story, people. We heard the story. But here's the thing. Jimmy Kimmel and Sarah Silverman?
Yeah.
They're friends of ours.
Yeah.
So we're not going to dwell on the fact that apparently their relationship is over. But people have been calling me out on not addressing it. I guess it is a showbiz story. He is a host of a major late-night TV show. But
not to us, though.
Not to us. He's our pal. And it's hard. You know, breakups are hard. And so I'm sure they don't need any extra attention being put on the fact. But, yeah, we get it. We got the story. Apparently, Jimmy and Sarah are no longer dating, so there you go.
I'm sorry to hear that. I like them both very much.
And I'm sure, I know we say it all the time, that it only happens in Hollywood, that there are sort of, you know, civil separations sometimes in relationships. But I'm guessing with those two is probably the case, because they're both good people, and I'm sure they still care a lot about each other. But for whatever reason, it didn't work out, so we wish them the best. Conor Cruz, Tom Cruise's kid, is apparently just as much of an adrenaline junkie as his old man. He is reportedly taking flying lessons.
How old is he?
13. Here's the great thing about being Tom Cruise's kid. You can take flying lessons when you're 13.
No
can't
kidding.
Even get a license to fly a plane until you're 16. It's like a plane.
That's weird.
And he can't drive.
Can't drive a car, but they'll give him a plane.
So he's out there flying around. So if you're out today and you see a plane in the sky, run! It could be a 13-year-old kid behind the joystick.
Excellent.
I wonder how much of this is Connor actually having an interest in flying and how much of it is Tom, who is just insisting that his kid does all the things
you
that he wants him to do.
You fly now. Well, you love it.
When the spaceship comes, he's going to have to be ready to pilot that.
That's
so
true. That's a good point.
Better get his hours in. Raquel Welch used to be one of the hottest, sexy bombshells in Hollywood. If you've never seen her back in her heyday, oof, man.
Yeah.
Think like a Salma Hayek type. Just think giant natural cans and just stunning face and just hair and teeth and all those things a woman needs.
Oh, yeah!
Legs.
She had them.
She did have them.
She had feet.
She did.
National Enquirer says she has just signed a deal to write her autobiography, which should be interesting because she was apparently quite the playa back in the 60s and 70s. She says she will include steamy details about all her relationships with her fellow past leading men, including Warren Beatty, Richard Burton, Alice Cooper, the rock star.
Yeah.
It's an odd match.
That's not who doesn't fit in that group?
And Sean Connery. Apparently she had a thing with Sean, too. So.
I think we're going to try and contact him tomorrow and find out about that.
But what was going on with him and Raquel?
Yeah.
I'm sure he treated her with nothing but respect. Sure. He does tend to like the ladies that way.
He's almost feminine in that way.
Yeah,
he's
kind of metro.
So respectful of women and so sort of low-key that I'm...
Don't you agree, Lisa?
Oh, he's a gentleman. He is. I mean, he's my guide to the kinds of men that I want to date.
That's
I want to be like Sean.
Title of the book will reportedly be Secrets of Timeless Appeal.
That's a bad title.
Well, how does she feel about her? I guess we know. Timeless Appeal.
That sounds like the follow-up to the Quantum of Solace.
Lindsay Lohan. Is apparently continuing her fashion line with her own line, and I'm not kidding. This is no joke.
of designer leggings with leather knee pads built into them. They are tights for women to wear that have leather knee pads sewn into the leggings.
They're air tights.
Yay,
air
knee tights. Pads!
What it could possibly be? Are there? Are those anywhere in society? I mean, is this the first time? Or
I don't think I've seen them anywhere.
I've never heard of that.
They are the working girl's friends.
Yes, they are.
Look, if you're at Ledoux and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you need an 8-ball and the guy says, fine, but you got to do something for me.
Got to be ready.
What are you going to do? Go to your trunk, your car, go to the valet, get your car, go to your trunk, get your knee pads out, take them back into the back alley. You know, by then, the mood is gone. The spontaneity is over. This way, you got the knee pads built right into the leggings. Just drop right. And give me 20.
Ready to go at a minute's
notice.
Saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, so you can pick those up from Lindsay's Fashion Line. Apparently, they are like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
Really?
But if you give Lindsay like a fifth of gin, she'll give them to you for free.
Does that include
some? Well, then, obviously, she puts out.
I heard there's a website. If you send them $10, they'll send you the leggings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how crappy they are.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Got a great email, by the way. If you hadn't heard, we were talking about a website that Bean loves where you send some stranger $10 and they send you something.
It's not a stranger. It's a company called the Something Store.
Do you know the guy who runs the site?
I don't.
Then he's a stranger.
But I'm saying it's not some guy selling crap in his garage, though, is what I'm saying.
You don't have any idea
that's true.
Of course I do. It fell off the back of a truck. What do you know?
But I'm saying the stuff comes still, you know, wrapped. It's new merchandise. Well, it's not just somebody's leftover garage sale crap.
If it's wrapped, it's got to be good.
All right. A guy sent you an email and said what?
Said, you guys shouldn't be complaining. Bean has just given you the greatest. It was actually a girl named Heather who wrote this. The greatest Christmas gift idea ever. You know how you go to Lisa May and you always put her on QVC and give her a Christmas gift? This year, everyone pitches in until you get $10. You send it off to Something Store.
He loves it.
He loves it.
Bean,
yes. Bean talks about how much he loves it. We all pitch in. We send $10 to the Something Store, and they mail Bean something.
Done.
Boom.
Thank
Merry
you,
Merry effing Christmas.
That was a great idea.
There you go.
Sucks.
It's the greatest idea
ever. We're not doing
ever.
It for you. We're doing it for the dude who says he loves it.
Yeah,
okay,
not for
then
you.
I'm
we're
in.
Doing it for
I
Bean.
Thought it was for me.
No, because Bean loves it.
Oh, then he loves I the love
thrill.
That idea.
He loves the thrill.
He loves
of getting something
thrill.
New for $10.
Let's do it.
Ooh, what will it be? Will it be a bag of zippers, or will it be a collection of nail clippers and a lovely leatherette case?
I don't like it, but I don't feel ripped off.
Yes. I will look forward to that.
And Kim Kardashian's sister, Chyna Kardashian. Apparently,
I don't think that's her name.
I'm sorry, Khloe Kardashian. Will apparently have to spend 3 whole days behind bars as a result of her probation violation. Here's what happened. She got popped for DUI in March of 2007. Part of her sentence was she didn't have any jail time at the time. She had to do some roadside cleanup duty, which you know is your community service,
right.
And then enroll in a mandatory alcohol education class. She didn't either.
Damn you, lady! Damn you!
So she will be going back to county on July. She got till July 18th to show up to serve her time. So no word on exactly how much time she'll be doing. Who knows if they can feed her for 3 days.
Good point. Have
to take a look in the supply closet, see what they have.
A lot of taxpayer money.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here to serve. Where do I go?
Do you?
She's not that big.
Yeah, she is. Enormous. And William Peterson is saying BYE to CSI. Woo! How do I do it?
You've got to be kidding.
He apparently is leaving CSI, William Peterson. The
no
only
kidding.
Person on that cast I think they could ill afford to lose.
Yeah, I don't think it would continue without him, do you?
Yeah, it will be continuing without him.
They have 18 other CSIs.
No, but I mean
that one,
that show.
Particular
I mean,
one in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it does kind of pivot around him. He apparently will be gone around episode 10 of the upcoming season. He said he'll be back to do guest appearances. He'll still serve as executive producer on the show. He said he's not leaving. He's just going to be stopping by periodically while he pursues some other ventures.
He took some time off in a previous season, remember, to do a play or something, right? They kind of replaced him with a story arc while he was gone. But I know the viewers were real happy when he came back.
In fact, Liev Schreiber, I think, was one of the guys who's,
I think that's right.
Who
yeah.
filled in that capacity. But again, those shows are primarily about the procedure that those people go through. So it'll probably survive, but I think he's real good on that show. I will miss him. Today's celebrity birthdays, Terry O'Quinn from Lost, West Wing, Alias. He's been acting forever, and he's a super talented guy, 56 years old today. Forrest Whitaker turns 47. Brigitte Nielsen is 45 and sober.
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts, she's maintaining her program, which is good. Comedian and actor Eddie Griffin is 40 years old today. John Dolmian of System of a Down.
Good hell!
He's the drummer of that band, of course, and of Scars on Broadway. He's 36. Scott Foley from Felicity is 36 as well. And Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210 and from Megan Fox's bedroom is 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I know everybody has baseball fever. Tonight's the... Is it
All-Star
tonight
game.
Or last night? Tonight's the All-Star
It's game. Tonight at Yankee Stadium, right.
But we can talk a little football. Because football is coming up soon. I mean, it's on the way, and this whole Brett Favre thing is pretty huge.
Yeah.
Well, we talked to former sports guy Matt Money Smith on the air about it yesterday. The short version of the story is Brett has decided to unretire. The Packers say, we don't want you. So Brett wants to be released so he can play for another team. I guess yesterday, Kevin, he made some sort of a statement to try to clarify his position that has the Pack Nation in such an uproar.
I mean, you're telling me playing there is not an option, but playing elsewhere, we just can't, you know, we're trying to protect your legacy. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But apparently now they're wanting to protect my legacy by bringing me back and having me be a backup. Boy, that is really good. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is.
So he wants to be released if they're not going to use him, and he wants to go play for another team, and they don't want him to play for another team because he's really been the Green Bay Packers for all this time.
Right.
And
he is the Green Bay Packers. I'm sorry.
The one person that we thought we would check in with that we haven't heard from yet, our old friend John Madden.
Oh.
Good morning, John.
I told you.
How you doing?
Oh, you know, finishing up the party. You know, the last couple of weeks have been pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You think of, I mean, that's how good Brett Favre is. I mean, this is a guy, he retires.
Right.
He comes back, and he never missed a game.
Well, he only retired for part of the off season.
That's enough for me. I mean, a lot of people, they retire and they're gone for a while, and then they come back and they lost a step. I think Brett Favre might have gained a step right there.
Now, the last time we talked to you was after he retired, and if I remember, you were sobbing uncontrollably.
Oh yeah, but that's over.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I tend to be real high or real low, never right. really in the middle.
That's okay. True.
You know, one of those guys, bipolar. Yeah, that's it. I was thinking partisan, but polar's better.
Partisan, okay, either
right. Coach, let me ask you this, because we've noticed, as many have throughout the years, that you spend about half of each NFL broadcast game that you call talking about Brett Favre, whether he's in that particular game or not. What is it about...
Hold on, I don't know if it's half, maybe three quarters.
Okay,
right. Maybe three quarters. Okay. What is it about Brett? Why, of all the great football players that you've known and coached and worked with and talked about over the years, why is Brett the one that you've fallen so deeply in love with you can think of nothing else?
Well, I think there's just something special about him. I mean, I think he goes out there and he plays as hard as he can. And I mean, sometimes he doesn't shave. I love that. I mean, you know, he's not afraid to get dirty. If he throws an interception, he'll try to make the tackle. I mean, this is a guy that just goes out there and gives it all he's got, and he plays like a kid. I mean,
you love him.
Oh, I would marry him. I mean, I would. I mean, here's the thing. If the Packers, you know, they're saying they don't want it. Here's what I say you do, because the Packers don't want to give him free the release. Here's what you do. You let Brett Favre play one game for every team, okay?
Okay.
And sometimes he could even play against himself. He plays quarterback on both sides. That would be like a dream come true for me. I mean, that's like everything. It's like the world all coming together.
Yeah, you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, it might. I mean, I'm petitioning for it now. A lot of people don't know. They were thinking about canceling the league this year. You know, no Brett Favre.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, no, I've got inside information from somebody at somewhere, right? I'm not sure, but there's a guy who handed me a note and I said, you know, that looks legitimate, and it was.
Okay. So basically, your theory, John, is that Brett Favre is too good to just play for the Packers. He belongs to the whole NFL. He should play for every team.
I think that's a good analogy, yes. I think that's right. Or play baseball. Remember when Michael Jordan played baseball?
Yeah, it didn't work out very well.
Yeah, I mean, people are talking about, should they retire Brett Favre's number? You know, I think they should retire the number 4. That's what they should just do. So if you're in kindergarten, you're learning your numbers. 1, 2, 3, 5. Why
right.
isn't there 4 anymore? Because of Brett Favre.
Oh, you mean retire the number from all use of any kind? Not
just in the league.
From the universe.
From the universe.
If you hit a golf ball at somebody, you can't tell them anymore.
Really? You just have to say, watch out or something?
Watch out! No, how about this? Favre!
John, is there going to come a time at any age where even you will admit that he's too old to keep being out there playing professional football?
No, I don't think there is a time for that.
Well, there's always every athlete runs out of time, dude.
No, not if they've discovered, you know, what Ponce de Leon, you know, discovered out there in Florida. I think that's what it was, the Fountain of Youth. And that's what Brett Favre has.
That's what Brett Favre has. Okay.
He's got something. I don't know. You know, I wish I had it. No, he's got it all.
No one needs it more than you.
Oh, I've been doodling his name on my trapper keeper.
I bet you have. Well, Coach, we'll look forward to seeing what happens next. Of course, this story is still unfolding. We still don't know how it's going to end, but at least you're throwing a great idea out there in the universe.
A couple of great ideas, and think of a story as like an accordion. Unfolding, maybe folding a little bit back up, unfolding a little bit more, but the entire time, really sweet Italian music.
Okay, that is well put. And I should remind everybody that Coach Madden, your close personal friend, the great comic Frank Caliendo from Frank TV, returning this fall on TBS, is going to be appearing at The Grove. That is down in Anaheim on August 8th at 7:30. Tickets at thegroveofanaheim.com. I hope you'll be checking out Frank's show.
I will be nowhere near that place. I hate that guy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Coldplay, of course, played last night and is playing tonight, I believe, at the Forum. And going to be playing at a listener's house sometime soon.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be talking to that K-Rock listener, Jessica, coming up in about 10 minutes or so to find out what preparations are being made to welcome Coldplay to her house. First, though, 8:25, Tuesday morning, Kevin and Bean Show. We've got a little something at KROQ.com in the Kevin and Bean section that we like to call the Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Live so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
First of all, retarded policeman.
Yes.
Funniest thing we found in a long time. The first thing that you look at when you go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean, and Internet Roundup is the first 13 episodes of Retarded Policeman. You must watch them all.
There's 13?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know there were that many. That's
awesome.
They
are super funny, and you need to watch those. We also have some new stuff up for you. Our friend Omar went on vacation recently over the 4th of July. He went to Europe, and he toured all of Europe and I believe the entire Asian continent in 4 days. And it's odd that he was able to do that, but he has put up a slideshow, and you can click on the link, DJ Omar Khan's European Race.
Stop, number six, get on the bus, we gotta go to France! Kids playing soccer, Ralph, I saw a dead pigeon, went to Paris, the Louvre, Venus de Milo, Mona Lisa, Statue of David, nice wiener. Kid playing with the boat, I had some espresso, I need more espresso! Eiffel Tower sucked, this is some church, Bean, look, gay pulls off his van! L'Arc de Triomphe, look, Kevin, strip club, and the Cathedral Notre Dame! Choo, choo, gotta get on the train to London, England!
It's a fastest slideshow you've ever seen. Picture, 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 picture.
Oh, my God.
It's like 200 pictures in 2 minutes. It's dizzying. It really is. I don't know how Omar survived that trip, but he really did see it all.
Remember, Ralph was talking a few days ago about Bruno, the new character that, what's his name doing?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right. He's got a gay character named Bruno, and he did a thing on Austrian gay TV where he went down to spring break and had a bunch of drunk guys that he was trying to get all excited about spring break, and he was interviewing them. And here's a little clip of that you can also find up there.
You're going to go P, then you go A, R, T, Y, and then you all shout, party! Go!
P, A, R, T, Y,
party! So let's just do that, but like with more energy.
Party!
Just say, hello, this is Jim.
Hello, this is Jim.
And I saying hi.
Saying hi from Daytona Beach, Florida.
To Austria, to Austria Gay TV.
Say, what? Austria Gay TV?
Yeah.
Me Gay TV.
Well,
out of here. You said Gay TV?
Jim. Yeah.
No, we need Gay TV. There's no Gay TV involved in this.
This is a gay show.
That's so
great. This is after he's already gotten them to take their shirts off and drop their pants and everything else. Yeah, they loved it.
The next clip that you can find at the Internet Roundup at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, is a cop singing the national anthem.
Now, what kind of event does this look like to you? Because it looks serious. There's lots of uniformed police officers standing around. Originally, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, my God, because I thought maybe it was like a funeral or something like that.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's out in the street somewhere. So what are they doing? What's going on?
I don't know. And I find it hard to believe that it's real. You know how some things are too funny and you go, that's
right,
going to be a setup.
Right.
This has, no one has ever sung the national anthem this poorly.
Well, so hell is well, at the last gleaming north track, who brought here a spot for the rapids we
can't believe that that is real.
I can't either.
Because
he didn't know half the words.
Yeah.
I mean, I know
yeah.
that happens occasionally where someone will forget, but that's too good to be true.
And everybody's standing around so somberly, too, because you can't really make a scene during the national anthem. You have to let the dude finish, but clearly he's out of his depth.
You know the world-renowned physicist Stephen Hawking?
Yes.
Sure.
What does he have been? Why is he in a wheelchair?
He has Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and he's a very, very smart man, a very, very famous scientist and best-selling author. He wrote The Brief History of Time, and I guess he's back.
Yeah, oh, he's back, and he's rapping.
You all ready for me to drop some science on your ass? Check it. I am the mighty Stephen Hawking. I am dope like LSD. I am fly. I kick it old school. I'll tell you that for free. On the stage, I rock the mic. My science is so tight. Other rappers best step off. I'm bad like Dolomite. I'm from the streets. You know it's true. My homies are all dead. With me, you join them too. I'll pat you in the head. Don't make me get up of this chair. I'll pop you like a zit. You step to me as if you bad bitch. Please, you ain't got. I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking. The mighty Stephen Hawking. I'm the mighty Stephen Hawking. Mighty Stephen.
May not be the actual mighty Stephen Hawking.
How dare you suggest?
Thank God that song ended. I couldn't take any more of the conversation in the studio. We were having, I'll tell you that.
It was a bad conversation.
All right, it's 8:39. We made reference a few moments ago when we were playing Violet Hill from the new Coldplay CD that they are in town this week, last night at the Forum, tonight again, and of course, later on this week, they'll be performing at a K-Rock listener's house. This was a grand prize drawing of a contest we did a few weeks ago where we talked to the beautiful Jessica, who is back on the line with us ahead of Chris Martin and gang's appearance at her house. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going for you? Has it been a pretty exciting few weeks as you prepare for Coldplay coming to your place?
It's been pretty crazy, a little hectic, a little unexpected, kind of crazy phone calls, MySpace messages, Facebook messages.
Yeah.
People are a little insane.
People get a little scary when they get excited, don't they?
Just a little. I don't know what I mean. I've had some random things. A girl wanted to pay for it to be at the Canyon Club and wanted to pay for liquor and craziness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know that thing where Coldplay's going to play at your house? Can they play anywhere else? And you go, well, no, that's the idea here. Now, you're not scared, are you? I mean, you haven't had to change phone numbers or emails or anything, have you?
Yeah, I did have to change my phone number, actually.
Old
Are you
friends?
Serious?
Old ex-friends calling and saying, hey, how's it going? Everything cool?
Yeah, pretty much ex-boyfriends, old friends I hadn't seen in like 2 years.
Sure.
Are you kidding
people
me?
Coming out
That's
of,
sad.
Like, the woodworks.
That's
saying,
sad.
Like, hey, how are you?
Listen, people, if you're not her close friend now, don't bother.
Yeah, it's not happening.
This happens to us, too. It's like around Weenie Roast time, people will talk to you for a half an hour, and you know that they're getting to it. And then finally, at the end, when you say goodbye, they go, oh, hey, by the way, don't you have something with a deal with some kind of band?
Yeah.
Yeah, leave Jessica alone.
A lot of people, though. No, a lot of people are like, oh, hey, I know, we hang out a couple times, but... Can I come?
Yeah, of course.
Wow. Can you help and spot?
Yeah.
Jessica, how many people do you anticipate for the Coldplay show at your house?
About 40, okay.
And so, that sounds like, I mean, I remember the last time you were on, you described it's your folks' house, and it sounds like there's some space, and that's a pretty manageable number, right?
Yes. I pretty much was in a little bit of shock when you guys called, so
yeah.
That's why I said only probably about 20, because I wasn't thinking.
Well, that's right. It doesn't matter, but...
Yeah. But 40 is good.
Is it safe? Is it safe to say, Jessica, that you've already invited all 40?
I have.
Yeah. Okay. So if you haven't been invited yet, go ahead
leave
and
her
don't,
alone.
Don't call her because you're not gonna. She would love to have you. Let me speak on her behalf. She would love to have you. Nothing would make her happier. But there's just not space.
Yeah. No. I mean, maybe if I could do it at like maybe 50, you know, 10 more people could come. But
yeah.
Sorry, the list is closed.
That's not
sure. I understand. Now, do you have any crazy, rabid Coldplay fans that you're worried about embarrassing you once they actually are in the same room as the band?
No, I would not allow those people.
Yeah, some of them are closet crazy, though. You got to be careful.
Yeah. People do melt when they get around the bands that they love. For some reason, they do fall apart.
I'm hoping no one does that because I might be a little embarrassed. But
sure, of course.
I think my friends are pretty, they can hold themselves. I think they can do it.
All right.
And if anyone says that, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Kick them right in the balls.
Now, do you have any plans for anything that you hope to accomplish that night in terms of, you know, pictures or autographs or anything like that? What do you know about all that?
Pretty much I'm hoping that everyone in the band will be willing to take pictures with me. I don't know if my friends can.
Yeah, I don't know either. Bands, those are really cool guys. And for the most part, what happens with bands is they have to tell you ahead of time. We're not going to be able to do this. We're not going to be able to do that. Right. And then kind of they suss it out when they're there. And they kind of feel like, well, if there's only this many people, it's no big deal. So it's hard to speak for the band. But I imagine they'll be pretty cool.
I'm hoping, I mean, that they just take pictures of me. I mean, sorry to my friends. But
no, your friends can
suck. House.
what are your are your parents cool enough to be down with Coldplay?
My parents love Coldplay.
They do.
Awesome.
They do. Because so
I pictured you sending your parents away. That's what I would do if I went to their house. I'd go, okay, you guys are going out for a nice dinner? See you in a couple hours.
No, they're really excited about it. They are. They invited some of their friends because, you know, I can't say no.
Sure, because it's their house.
It's their house, sure. Do you know if you're going to be allowed to shoot any video of the event?
I am not allowed to.
Not allowed to.
You're not allowed to shoot any video. Wow, so if you're not there, you don't get to see it. This isn't something that's going to turn up on YouTube after the show, huh?
No, definitely not. I think I would be in a lot of trouble if there was a video.
Sure.
Okay.
So, what time do you want us there? Is it tonight? You want us there? Do you want us to show up at about 7? Or is it tomorrow night? Or Saturday?
Maybe Sunday.
Sunday? What time should we show up? You want us to be there at noon?
Which means,
Sunday?
By the way, if she says maybe Sunday, it means at least it will be over Sunday. So I can say that. But you need all of us there or just Kevin and Bean?
No. I think she needs all of us.
Well, she said the list was closed, I think, in referring
but that's
to
special
you, Lisa.
Guests.
But, I mean, what are you guys going to do for me?
I think we got you Coldplay.
So this coming Monday?
It might be in August. I'm not really sure. August?
Oh, my God. I could have sworn it was this month.
I thought, too. I was sure it was in July.
Really?
So, wait. Jessica, hold on. Did you say just Bean? Is that what you were saying?
I didn't hear that.
I'm not really sure. I mean,
I heard list closed.
Yeah.
Closed. We're just kidding. Hey, call us back afterwards and tell us how it is, okay?
All right. Call you. Yeah, I'll call you whenever it is.
Whenever it happens.
Whenever
to
it is.
Sure.
We're excited.
She almost gave it up right there. So what day will you be calling?
We've given away hundreds of prizes over the years, and some of them we really are jealous of. Some of them we actually go, that's so cool. I wish I could be there. And, Jessica, I got to be honest. This is one of them. You are going to have the time of your life. We can't wait to hear all about it after the fact. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
So today at noon?
Today at noon. You know what? Why don't you come today at noon?
Okay.
I don't know if anyone will be there.
Okay. I just want to hang out with your parents. Thank you, Jessica. Have a great time.
All right. Thanks.
Every hour on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning and all week long, we're giving away tickets for you to see Batman the Dark Knight. No. Congratulations to Jason Holland from Whittier. He just won the tickets. We got more for you between 9 and 10. Ralph has already seen the movie, ladies and gentlemen.
How do you like me now?
How about that?
Lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky.
And I tell you, in the words of Larry King, he's terrific.
Ralph, you sat next to, in the very seat next to, or just near Larry King?
I was about 2 seats away.
He's so crazy now.
Yeah, he's 140.
Doesn't he look frail and just like he died 6 years ago?
It was just before the screening started. The seats to my immediate left had been left open, had been taped over and reserved for someone. And we didn't know who it was. And I said, oh, this could be someone special. And then I thought, wow, they're bringing in a wax replica of Larry King in the theater. That's so weird. And then I realized it wasn't wax at all. It was the King man himself.
I saw our friend Joel on The Soup the other day had a Larry King clip, and he said, I never thought I'd say this before, but Larry's a really rough 74.
He is. He looks like he's been 74 forever, first of all, and he's completely lost his mind. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what people do. He's me.
45 minutes in the movie, we're all watching Heath Ledger give an amazing performance as the Joker. And out of nowhere, in the dead silence of a moment, you hear 2 seats away from me, he's terrific.
That loud.
Yeah.
He's not just whispering?
I don't know who he was talking to. Maybe all of us. Maybe he was just trying to give his seal of approval.
Is he deaf? Did he think he was saying it softly?
I have no idea.
He's terrific.
Everybody was like, what the hell is that? He's terrific. All right.
Did he say other stuff or just that?
No, he just dropped his popcorn after that.
Oh.
Just
popcorn
a big
trip?
Bucket of popcorn everywhere.
Nice.
He was rocking jeans with the suspenders. In the dress shirt?
Uh-huh. Sure, that's
it's a good look.
That's his look.
Yeah, very entertaining.
So Grandpa likes the movie. That's what we learned from last night. And Ralph will have his review on Friday, of course, here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:54, time for the Showbiz Beat. Now, what's going on?
Speaking of which, Christian Bale is coming to the defense of his co-star, Heath Ledger. He dismisses rumors that Heath's role as the Joker in the upcoming Dark Knight movie made him depressed and added to his troubles.
and his accidental overdose. He told Matt Lauer on the Today Show that these types of tragedies, these type of theories, rather, about the tragedy are simply rude and attempts to create a soundbite to explain things away.
Here's a soundbite.
Christian said Heath was having the best time of his life playing his last role and couldn't have been happier, so he doesn't believe that the role had anything to do with what happened to Heath after the fact.
Does it take you out of the movie realizing you're looking at Heath Ledger?
No, because, one, his performance is so transformative that you don't even see Heath Ledger in the performance at all.
He is the Joker.
And secondly, he's covered up in prosthetic makeup to create scars on either side of his face to create that sort of ghoulish grin, and then he's got the white and the red pancake makeup on top of it. Right. So he really just disappears in the film.
He needs to get better makeup. I've seen pictures, and it's not good.
Lipstick's all over the place.
He does not look good.
It's a completely different take on the Joker. I mean, they've changed everything about the character in the sense of where it came from in the comic book. So for me, that took a while for me to sort of to accept the fact that they're going a completely different direction on this. And they make him sort of just an anarchist and a terrorist, more so than sort of a diabolical crime syndicate kingpin. But it totally works in the film, and the performance, again, like I said, all the buzz you've been hearing about it is justified, because it is a phenomenal, phenomenal performance.
You kind of take for granted that the buzz is because he's passed away and he was young and everybody's going to give him more credit than is deserved,
Yep.
But that's not the case.
And I thought that going in, I said, this may just be publicity hype because of the circumstances surrounding the actor more than the performance. But I was pleasantly surprised that it is as advertised.
He's really good.
It's really terrific.
It's so good to hear, because I remember when the casting was announced, we all thought, well, Heath Ledger's a good actor, but who wants to follow Nicholson in that role? Yeah. And it sounds like what they did was went in such a different direction that there's no reason to make a comparison between the two versions of the Joker.
They couldn't be more separate in terms of their intent and what the characters are all about. So that was wise for them to do in that level. And also because of the tone of the film, this is the first, the second of the Batman films that takes a completely sort of realistic approach to, Gotham City looks like a real city as opposed to the Burton films, where it sort of had a stylized, almost gothic appearance to it. And, of course, the 60s Batman was much more the colorful, cartoony version of the comic books. So this treats it, they shoot in Chicago. It looks like it's a real city. And under those circumstances, everything plays out as realistically as possible. And if there was going to be a madman doing this stuff to a real city, this is how he would look for the most part.
I love the darker mood
that
these
buy into. Well, luckily for me, I thought the first one was a little too relentlessly grim. There's a lot more fun injected into this film than in the previous, and I think it serves it better. It's almost sort of Iron Man in tone, where they take the subject matter seriously, but it's also sort of a fun ride to go along with. And it's almost like a classic James Bond film, because the action is brilliantly directed and executed, but there's also a lot of high-tech gadgetry in this one, and there's some great, moments where you're kind of laughing because things are so cool, what happens on the screen.
Fantastic.
So it's really an excellent, excellent film. A little long, maybe, for my taste. But overall, outstanding. I think it's going to be the biggest hit of the summer. Let's take a look at some of the other showbiz news, shall we? Jessica Simpson and Carrie Underwood are on a collision course. Star Magazine reports that both girls are singing at a country music festival. Oh, just the idea of that just sounds like just a unique circle of hell for me.
Do you want to go cover it? You want to go do interviews?
I'd like to cover it with napalm. That's what you mean.
That isn't good for you.
They're performing on different nights, but Jessica's boyfriend Tony Homo of the Dallas Cowgirls says that he plans not only to see Jessica's show, but is going to go back to the evening where Carrie Underwood is performing and spend some time with his ex-girlfriend Carrie Underwood, and Jessica Simpson is none too pleased.
Oh. Why would he do that, and why would he say that?
He's trying to lay down the law and show her who's boss.
He says they're still friends and he wants to be supportive.
Nice melons.
Friends of Paris Hilton are wondering why she has stopped drinking. A source very close to the hotel heiress says that she has given up drinking alcohol, which none of her friends has ever, ever seen her do.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like Kevin's friends.
Do not. do not say it.
So they're speculating may be off the booze and the smokes.
Don't say it.
Because there may be a little Hilton on the way.
Oh.
She has been said, it's been said, rather, that she has been influenced by her BFF, Nicole Richie, and is maybe a little envious of the motherhood experience, and now maybe looking to dip her toe into that.
But you're talking about Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll carry the baby around in her purse for about 3 weeks, and then she'll let it
get
go.
Get one of those little mesh handbags. Barriers, yeah. And just put the baby in there.
But doesn't she change dogs like every other week?
I mean, she does.
That's not a good sign for a kid.
Well, she doesn't really change dogs as much as she does lose track of them.
Right, that's what I mean.
So maybe she'll have a bunch of kids.
Yeah, great.
One or two of them's got to survive, right?
It's not very good odds.
Folks who are looking forward to a Led Zeppelin reunion tour.
Yes, yes, me. Yes, me.
Forget
it.
Forget it.
Come
on, Ralph. It won't
be
happening anytime soon.
You're a hater. Now, this was, they did that reunion in London.
Right.
And then all the buzz was maybe they'll tour.
They enjoyed it so much they'll go on tour. But apparently Robert Plant, lead singer, of course, for Led Zeppelin, has extended his tour with Alison Krauss. They've been performing together around these United States, and they've extended their tour through early October at least.
Does he do Zeppelin songs when he tours?
No, not on this tour.
Well, I think they may do one. They may do one kind of reinvention of a Zeppelin song, but he doesn't usually. And I don't think either of them expected this album was going to be such a huge million-selling hit that it would cause them to be out on the road all summer long. Because it was such a weird concept that the two of them got together to do a record in the first place.
But it's a monster hit, and they're going to start the next leg of their tour September the 23rd in Kansas City, Missouri. It will go all the way through at least October 5th, ending up in Saratoga, California. And they've been on the road since April. So this is quite the lengthy tour for Robert Plant.
A lot of people don't even know Alison Krauss. She's a beautiful woman, beautiful singer. She's won more Grammys than any woman ever.
Really?
Alison Krauss has, yeah. Number one.
Couldn't tell you one of her songs.
Wow.
Not one.
That's a lot of Grammys for someone no one knows. More music news. Foo Fighters had to cancel two concerts this week. They were supposed to do two sold-out shows at Red Rocks in Denver, Colorado, but apparently Dave is under the weather and is also under doctor's orders to rest and no longer perform. So those concerts will be made up in September. But hopefully he's going to feel better soon, and they'll go back and continue with all their dates. So
ha, bunch of douchebags.
Oh, come on. That's a little harsh.
How are you going to come at the Foos like that?
He's so erratic and surly.
He is erratic. Oh, man, I'd like to do him.
That's not what he just... He didn't say erotic. He didn't say erotic.
How do you like them apples?
Have you ever seen Little Ryder Robinson?
No.
Ryder is the baby boy of Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes and Kate Hudson when they were married.
I've seen him.
He's ugly.
He is the spawn of her loins.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Ryder refused to ever cut his hair because he wanted his hair to be long like his dad Chris's.
Great.
So if you've ever seen him, he looks like a little chick. Yeah. However, apparently now, Ryder is so crazy about Mom's new boyfriend, Lance Armstrong, he's asked Kate to buzz cut him just like Lance so he can look like Lance.
There's a dagger to Dad's heart.
That's got
to
make Dad feel good.
Kidding.
I like the new guy who's banging Mommy better than you. I want to look just like him. I want to get on my bicycle and cut my hair short.
Does he need to take a ball away?
And they're going to take a ball.
Oh, that's
just to make sure he matches perfectly. They're going to shoot him up with roids.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it until I die. F*** hippies.
An unrelated side note. Have you ever seen Celine Dion's kid?
No. Ugly?
Uh-uh. Talk about your hair.
Ugly?
No. Oh. Just hair down to like the middle of his back.
Real? A boy?
A boy.
Oh.
Just the flimsiest boy ever. The flimsiest kindergartner you've ever seen in your life. Just pathetic.
Yeah.
I like you. You're pretty.
Yeah. That's what I said when I saw him. All right. Today's celebrity birthdays, Terry O'Quinn. You know him from Lost, West Wing, Alias, The Stepfather. You ever seen a movie called The Stepfather?
No, I don't know what that is.
Yes.
Oh, it's a creepy horror movie about a stepfather.
Is Bad Ronald in it?
No, Bad Ronald does not make an appearance in The Stepfather. No. Terry Quinn's 56. Willie Ames from Eight is Enough and Charles in Charge.
Yeah!
He is 48 years old today. Let's not forget his star-making turn either as Bible Man. My personal favorite project of Willie Ames.
That's right.
He played a superhero with the power of God flowing through him. Which you'd think with Trump, right?
That's a superhero.
Got God.
Yeah, of course.
Enough. Forrest Whitaker is 47 years old today. Brigitte Nielsen is a sober 45. Eddie Griffin turns 40. John Dolmian of System of a Down. And what was that?
Not sure what that was.
Scars on Broadway. He's the drummer for both of those bands. 36. Scott Foley from Felicity is also 36. And Brian Austin Green, who enjoys Megan Fox on a regular basis.
Yes, he does.
How wrong is that?
That's wrong.
He turns 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, Jeff, when you're in a business setting and somebody says, hey, do you have a card? You hand him your card. On your card, it says Director of Video Operations for Hustler. That's your job? That's what you do?
Yes, that's exactly right. I actually am able to sell those cards on eBay.
Wow. I bet you are. No kidding.
How many times do people look at it and go,
yeah, right.
Okay.
Every time. Yeah.
Hands it to the ladies in clubs.
I work for Hustler. Director of stop video. By. Larry wants to talk to you and give you a ride on the gold-plated wheelchair.
Hustler Video, if I'm not mistaken, Jeff, is the name you trust, the sexual erotica that you desire, right? That's you guys, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
All right. And what do you do? What do you do as a director of video operations?
I actually oversee about 50 individuals in a corporate setting overlooking Beverly Hills, like a real job.
Sure.
And it just so happens that it's, it's porn.
Sure. Right. Okay.
There's that.
So,
just
so happens it's that.
Yeah. Instead of independent films that you would see, on TLC, it's Fly Me to the Poon.
Sure.
That was a good one.
We actually have...
I love porn titles. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
It's the greatest ever.
Yeah.
And we have real marketing meetings where people say things like that, in a corporate setting. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, I guess you guys have a very successful website. TheHustler.com is a hugely successful internet portal. Is it harder to sell DVDs now? It seems like the environment has changed so much toward download and internet that it seemed like it'd be tough to get people to plop down money to pick up a DVD.
It is definitely a little bit of a depressed market. We're seeing a little bit more in the Blu-ray area, a little more of lifeblood being put back into the market. But
right.
We try to keep it fresh. Our Barely Legal series is always extremely popular. And now we're putting out a bunch of parody movies. So it's parodying famous classic TV shows that we all grew up with.
Classic TV shows, okay.
And,
are you guys responsible for Not the Brady's, XXX? Was that
yes,
yours?
That was a distribution deal with us in X-Play.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I love that one. That was a great one. Not the Brady's 2 is coming out this year, the Marsha edition.
Okay.
All right. But we're really excited that in September it's This Ain't the Munsters, XXX, which I got to tell you guys is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to see Herman Munster banging Lily anytime soon.
Oh, no, you do. Trust me. It's pretty cool.
Pretty good.
Don't you also have a Gilligan's Island theme one that's coming out where I don't want to give anything away, but everyone on the island gets off?
Today is... That's right.
Thank you. That's right. Wow. Good job. No, we're shooting the final scene of that today, and that also has come out really well. So basically, Gilligan does finally get to realize his dream, and he has a threesome with Marianne and Ginger.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
I think
wow.
I'm,
now
we're getting somewhere. A little back.
And the skipper does Thurston Howell.
Actually,
I didn't picture the skipper that way.
It's funny you should say that. The skipper does Mrs. Howell while Mr. Howell watches.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry.
He's not able.
Lazy bastard.
He's not able anymore.
That's right.
The thing about
Captain, stick it in.
I need to put that on my wish list. All right. So you got all of that going on, but that's not enough for you, Jeff. You have even more ideas that you're here to pitch for us today. You've got something else you want to talk to us about.
Well, I've been listening to you guys for 10 years, and I thought the Kevin and Bean show really likes porn, and I have access to green lighting an actual porn film. So,
so you're the man.
Everyone wins, really.
Okay, yeah. But what?
So your idea is to somehow involve Kevin and Bean and porn?
That's right. Here was the idea originally was, you're clever guys, and I figured you could write your own porn script.
How you guys can that be? It's like two pages of dialogue.
Can either do cameos or not be in it. It's up to you. And you guys can help us cast the movie.
Can parts of me be in it and other parts not be in it?
Absolutely. We can do a lot with Photoshop and After Effects.
Did you say we could help cast?
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you can even be there on the set and help us direct it and the whole deal. And it will be an actual DVD that comes out under the Hustler name.
No. You're kidding us. We're being
That's
punked right now.
No. Kevin and Bean present Crammin' and Ream.
That's pretty good, actually.
I love it.
We could do Rodney's Romper Room. We could do that.
I don't think they do those kinds.
I don't think even Larry Flint would touch that one.
No.
That's barely illegal is what that is.
How about Cat Corbett's Kitty? That we could do.
Yes, we could.
Yeah, but
she could be in it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We could do I'm Ralph Garman and I Walk the Showbiz Meet.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Yeah, or the movie good. Meet.
We could do either meet. One.
Yeah. Yeah. In this particular case.
Ralph, you want to star in this movie?
I don't think star would be the phrase I would use. No. I would like to be sort of the Rod Serling of porn. You know how I used to come on at the beginning of The Twilight Zone and sort of introduce the vignette?
Be the host
then,
or whatever?
Yeah, then cut into
like
it.
That.
Submitted for your perusal.
How about Ass exactly. Traffic with Lisa May?
Ah, I like it.
Very good.
Are you in? Would you do that?
What do you mean by
be
do it?
Be in it?
Be in it? Yeah. In it? Uh-huh. I don't think I would no. be
Sig
in
Alert
in it.
Lisa's Tunnel?
I like it.
That's perfect. Over or underpass?
How about Ralph Can't Quit Smoking? Pole.
Hey!
How about that?
How dare you, sir?
He's tried to quit smoking many, many years.
How about Kevin tries to remember who he's banging currently?
How about
no fair, you're not allowed to look.
How about the King of Mexico, the uncut edition?
Oh, that's
it. Oh. See, because he's not.
Because he's not circumcised.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Down there.
Jeff, let me ask you this. When you have conversations with people about what porn they would make if they had everything you've described at your disposal available to them, what kinds of stuff do they come back with? I mean, what's the thing that most people want to see in porn that's not already being done?
Gosh, that is a great question, and that's the kind of question that we ask ourselves all the time. Mm-hmm. Hustler is very, it's known for the Barely Legal series, so it's young, hot girls. It's very sort of mainstream, if you can believe that, in porn. There's certainly things that people want to see. Do we want to listen to those people, and what in the hell is it they want to see? Gosh, I don't know. You get some weird areas there.
You don't want anything with cups, right, for instance?
No. The two DJs in a cup won't work on this one.
You guys are also the people who brought us the Jail Babe series, aren't you?
Yes, and that's really weird you should say that, because we are going to be bringing that back.
Oh!
Yes.
Excellent.
That's
love
right.
the Jail Babes.
All right.
Bean was in that. Remember, Bean was
Bean?
In one of the Jail
I was.
Babes.
Was
I was in one of the Jail Babes,
it was one of the strangest things. Wow. And he was like on the back cover or something.
I have to look at the
I don't know how that happened, but that's it awesome. Did.
All right. We hadn't actually planned on this, but I think we're going to have to ask our guests to stick around for another break, because listeners are starting to email now with suggestions of what they want to see in the Kevin and Bean porn.
They are.
For instance, we just got a text message from a phone, no name here, that says you guys have to put Stryker and his tail in the porn.
Stryker does have a tail. That's true.
Our night guy, Loveline host Stryker, actually has a tail. Got to put that in the porn. I mean, those are the kinds of ideas that I think listeners will come up with, and I think we may have to take a break and come back with some phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to talk to Jeff, you want to talk about Hustler, you want to talk about the Kevin and Bean porn, it sounds like this may be something we need to do, you guys.
And be in or write or do? What do you
whatever
mean?
You,
all of the above.
Whatever you want to do.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come right.
Our guest in studio is the director of video operations for the Hustler Corporation. His name is Jeff Phil, and he has come to us today. By the way, we didn't call you on this one, Jeff, right? This was your idea. You approached us, correct?
Yeah, like I said, I've been listening to you guys for about a decade now, and I thought, you know, you guys love porn, and I happen to be in a position to green light a movie for you.
Mm-hmm. So what an opportunity. A guy comes to you and says, yeah, I can make you guys a porn movie. Why don't you just put something together? I'll make it for you. I'll make you your own porn movie.
Yeah.
Ideal.
I'm interested in that.
Cast it.
I'm also interested mostly in casting. I would like to be the casting director.
Yeah, me too. I've got some casting ideas.
Can you get me Clay Aiken in one of the scenes?
Oh,
is that something?
For God's sake, you're off the team.
Yep.
Already
gone. Can I put a request in?
You are gone. No longer involved.
You are not involved.
So before we go to your calls, and we are looking for your suggestions on what direction we ought to go for the Kevin and Bean porn movie, 1-800-520-1067. I have to ask you guys seriously, before we invest too much of our time and waste too much of Jeff's time.
Yes.
K-Rock throws a fit if we say the word vagina on the air. How are they going to be with backing our play on being in a Hustler porn video?
I think they will be very, very accepting.
I say very we supportive, don't tell them until after
no,
it happens.
It's going to be a disaster.
We send them a copy when the release date comes around.
We have lawyers in this company now that are ruining everything.
Yeah,
and
yes,
it doesn't matter what we say or how we say it. It's wrong and illegal and it's not good.
Right. So we can. Everything's offensive.
But we just won't bring it up off the air. They don't listen, so we're fine.
Okay.
That's true.
Just don't bring it up off the air.
All right, let's talk to Matt in Chino. He's on line 8 to get us started. What do you want to see in the Kevin and Bean porn movie from Hustler? 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Matt.
Actually, it's Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Hi.
Hi, Brett.
What do you think?
Here's my idea. You have three people sitting on a couch watching a reality TV show. Those three people, Doto, Dewan, and Lakeisha.
LaQuisha, yes. That's.
Wow.
I don't think we want to see them, however,
Ooh.
In any kind of sexual situation.
No.
Really at all. Ever.
Ew.
Really ever.
That's the problem. All the people we want in the movie, we don't want to see have sex.
Right.
Well, Miss Cleo, our intern, I'd like to see her be in,
oh,
the,
sure.
in the porn
she
movie.
She just got back from Dubai. Tell him your name.
Yeah, she just went on a vacation to Dubai, so I think Miss Cleo in Dubai Sexual.
Hey.
See?
There you go.
Let's talk to Freddie. Let's talk to Freddie in Upland. He's on line three. He's got a suggestion for Miss Cleo as well.
Hey, Freddie.
Hey, the intern position.
Yeah.
I like it. Position.
Very good.
Now, nice.
That, Cleo.
The intern position
a great
is open.
Always open.
Now, that brings up a great idea that Ralph was throwing around yesterday, and that is a porn movie that's kind of set in a radio station, right, Ralph?
That's right. I want to do the world-famous K something that rhymes with rock.
Hmm.
Rock.
Sock.
And have, like, two DJs instead of Kevin and Bean. Have, like,
lock.
Slamming and bone. Or cramming and ream. And they've got a show in the morning.
Cramming
and it's
ream.
Just a day in the life of that show. Like, celebrities come in and they, like, bang the traffic girl. And then, you know,
okay.
we have, like, a rock star come in and he brings groupies in. And the DJs get a little taste of the groupies. And it's just
great.
A day. It's just 4 hours in the morning shift of a radio station. And it's just all orgy all the time.
And that's how it really is.
Any similarities to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
That's correct. Right.
Sure. That's what you say, of course.
Absolutely.
What about Nine Inch Nailing?
They could be the band that stops by, right?
That's not bad. Yeah. What about Aim for My Facebook?
Oh. How about
that? Where's that coming from?
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing things out.
All good.
Our listeners on the email are very hot to see Lisa May in this movie, by the
sure.
way. Lick Lisa is one movie that kind of writes itself.
Yeah.
I don't know how you go wrong with that.
Maybe Lisa May. We could play that game within
that's
the film.
That's not a bad
itself.
Idea.
Yeah. Eric writes in from Provo, Utah, listening online.
Yeah, Eric.
Lisa May's carpool lane is what it needs to be called.
Oh,
two
oh,
or more
God.
Passengers required. Because you know how Lisa is about the carpoolers, right?
Yeah. Very big on carpoolers.
Yeah. A lot of good ideas.
We do have an idea that we think might fly, and that's because Omar, our DJ, made a college movie and put it up on YouTube called Cucamonga Heat. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude.
This is one of the worst movies ever made. And we were thinking Cucamonga Meat might be the name of it. That's not
so
bad, right?
You want to parody a movie that no one's
ever heard of.
That's clever.
All right, how about
merchandising?
This? Let's go to Jeremiah in Simi Valley. Hello, Jeremiah.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Nice. What's your idea?
I'm thinking Cole Alvarez, Furious Five Fingers at Nine.
Oh, the Furious Five Fingers.
Furious Five at Nine.
Nice.
There you go.
See?
What about John in Pasadena on line five? Tell me what you guys think about this idea.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing? How about Do Bean or not Do Bean? That is the question.
The answer's obvious.
The answer's no, so what
do
kind of porn
do
you have?
Yeah,
I like it. That's good.
Every email suggestion. Just be standing against the wall, just sort of reading a magazine or something.
Hey,
completely
guys.
Ignoring all the sex going on in the room.
Can I help, guys? No.
Like he'd be interested.
Just for Kevin, how about a movie featuring a scene with green pleather? That's not a bad idea. What about Kevin's bathroom interviews? Someone wants to know.
Oh, come on now.
Him with the wide stance. Kevin with the wide stance in the bathroom interviews, tapping his foot.
Here's a great title, Point for Poon. Something we hadn't thought about.
Nope, yeah. Don't want to do that.
Here's one for me. Wrecking Edna Fitzgerald is one suggestion.
Listeners visit.
Dear God.
We got a lot of work to do, it seems like,
Edna
to get this
Fitzgerald.
Thing off the ground.
So you're saying we can write anything we want, and as long as it's acceptable, you're the guy to greenlight it.
We have a similar situation. We also have lawyers. But yes, as long as it's within, you know, the realm of, like I said, mainstream porn. Yes, you can, absolutely.
And they only have to be 18 and 1 minute, right? I mean, that's legal.
That is exactly
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah. Let's take one more call. This is Kyle in Carson. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning.
What's your idea?
What about Jed Tastes Like Fish?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Already a title.
already covered that one. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have to end it there for today. But, Jeff, what a thrill to have you in and hear the idea. And I think we're going to need to work on this one a little bit more behind the scenes and maybe get back to you if that's okay.
Well, thanks, guys. It's an honor to be here.
Take a little bit more time. We'll get some emails from our listeners. Maybe we can work up something.
And then we have a big premiere party. Once it's all
good.
Said and done, we're ready to release. We have a big red carpet premiere when everyone gets to come out and see our hardcore sex film. My parents are going to be so happy with my life.
Mine are already miserable with my life. What do you think they're going to think about this? All right. Thank you for coming in, Jeff.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Your phone calls are next on Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. You can continue this topic or anything else. We'll put you on there and give you a...
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Toll free again this morning, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. Call, get on the air, and win a brand new... Kevin and Bean t-shirt.
I thought you were going to say car.
No, sorry.
Let's start with David in Culver City. David wants to continue the conversation we just had a second ago about Kevin and Bean the porn.
Mm.
David?
Yeah, I got an idea. How about Lisa May in Watch Me Do Nephew?
Watch Me Do Nephew.
I like it. That's like very, very good.
She plays a sexy aunt who is staying at a guy's house, and he's her nephew.
No, not literally.
One thing leads to another.
She teaches him the ways of love.
A lot of tremendous suggestions. We definitely are going to have to work. I mean, someone wants to know, why don't we just go with the Kevin Beans Weenie Roast theme, for instance? It's right there for us.
Or someone else says, listener wants to know, how about Kevin in Bean?
No.
Kevin in Bean. Kevin in Bean.
Let me think. No.
What about Doc and the Real Girl? What about that? Someone wants to know. Which is just perfect for Doc.
Yeah. All right, let's change the subject. Let's go to Adam in Santa Clarita. Good morning, Adam.
What to do, nephew? What to do, Lisa May?
What to do, Adam?
Going on.
Yeah, I had a run-in with everyone's favorite American Idol contestant, William Hung, the other day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was at CSUN. I was in an elevator, and I was standing there, and I saw him with him, and he was like, I looked at him, I was like, dude, that guy looks like a cross between the retarded policeman and Jet Li.
That's him. That's our boy.
I was like, that's William Hung, so.
Yeah.
So what happened?
I asked him to sing that She Bang song, you know, that he did on the show. Mm-hmm. He was hesitant, but he did it eventually. It was pretty funny.
He got him to sing.
Do it! Do it!
And then did you give him a bad review?
No, I think it was good.
All right. All right. Thank you for the call.
Even with a lot of talent in singing, even with a lot of talent in whatever you choose to do, you still have to put in this hard work.
Right.
And you need that determination and perseverance not to give up.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Perseverance.
Let's go to Rick in Pasadena. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning. What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do?
What's going on with you?
Hey, I was at Universal Studios with my father, and we're standing in one of the lines. Waiting to go on one of the rides, and we're surrounded by all these little kids like from day camp, all same color t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the realization that Bean and my father need to be set up together.
Bean and your father?
Because in front of us was the blonde girl from High School Musical, and he was the only one in line to recognize her.
All the Ashley kids missed out?
Wait a minute. Your dad recognized her?
Right, and he said something to me, like, hey, that's the girl from High School Musical. And she says under her voice, please don't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it would be a perfect setup.
Well, here's the thing, Rick. It would be a perfect setup if Bean was interested in any of the girls in High School Musical.
Oh,
he's not, really. It's more about the guys.
My sweet Zach obviously is my number one, but Vanessa Hudgens is cute. Ashley Tisdale is cute. They're both cute.
We'll take your phone number, and Bean will go out with your dad.
It's another porn title for Bean. My sweet Zach.
Let's talk to Michael in Burbank. He's on line 6 calling about a controversy in the news this week. Hey, Mike, what'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do, guys?
What's going on?
I was watching the news yesterday, and I guess there was this guy who was, he drew on the front cover of a magazine or a book or something like that, Obama and his wife, and they're, like, dressed as terrorists.
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, the guy's, like, defending himself and saying, like, oh, this isn't, you know, offensive and blah, 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 and
I'm not positive about the news much, but I'm guaranteeing that the facts are not as you laid them out.
Some guy just drew on top of some book. A picture.
What was it, Bean? Was it the New Yorker magazine?
Well, the New Yorker magazine. Yeah.
Cover of New Yorker, right? And it's a very famous political cartoonist. And yeah, the caller is right. He has Obama and his wife, Michelle, has them dressed as terrorists, dressed in the, you know, traditional Muslim attire and with machine guns and with an American flag burning in the fireplace. And the point of it is there's an article inside that talks about the misconceptions that potential voters have about Senator Obama, which is it's a completely legitimate visual to go along with that story. But there are people who are just all, you know, got their
there is some propaganda going around. You've seen it maybe on the internet. It says Obama's actually a terrorist.
Yeah.
So they're spoofing that story by drawing that cartoon.
I guess I can see that, but it seems like it would make more sense if it was inside with the article instead of on the cover, because there are a lot of people that don't read. I mean, to me, that seems like a slight.
That's part of the problem, is there are a lot of people that don't read. You know what I mean? I mean, these people
like
should.
This dude.
People
some guy
should
drew
investigate
on a book,
that story.
It was a picture, and it had a hat on, and now he's all defensive.
Had a hat on.
And I'd just like to add, if I could, by the way, that I think the wrong way to go is for Senator Obama's people to now come out and condemn the magazine and condemn the cartoon, when instead they should be coming out, I think, and saying, hey, we're glad to have people discuss that issue because there's a lot of misconceptions about the senator. We hope that this starts a dialogue about what's true and what's not. That's the way he ought to handle it, I think.
Plus, I'm a terrorist, he should say. Ha, 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 ha. Right? Yeah. Let's go to Enrique in Los Angeles. Good morning, Enrique. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, Lisa?
What it do, Enrique?
What's going on?
Let's see. I've been seeing a lot of cops in Beverly Hills, LAX, driving while using their phones. Not headsets.
Oh, you see,
easy there, Tiger. Yeah.
Can't say that really, but
BS.
But it is
even
BS.
On a Bluetooth. You can't say that.
I don't know how to answer that. You should have pulled him over. Citizen's arrest.
Well, it's just kind of drama because people complain about that, and they're driving around, pulling people over, and they're using the phones.
Yeah. Yeah. How you like me now? I'm using a cell phone. I can do it. I'm the police.
You should write a strongly worded letter to the police department and say, what's up with the police officers not following the law then?
What's up with the popo?
What's up, man?
Exactly. All right. Are we done? Is that the end?
Wow. Are you tired?
I know we have a limited number of prizes. We usually can't go past that. Right. I just want to know if do we have more calls we need to take?
We have plenty, but that's all right. I don't want to tax you. He sounds exhausted.
He's got $10 to send off in the mail. He's got a lot to do today. He's very busy.
I want to thank our special guest, Frank Caliendo, for joining us as the great John Madden on the program today. Frank is going to be at The Grove at 2200 East Catella Avenue in Anaheim on Friday, August 8th at 7:30 p.m. He is very funny in concert with lots of good voices. Tickets available through thegroveofanaheim.com. Check it out.
Tomorrow morning, we have to talk about Sean Connery and this new book by Raquel Welch, who says that she had a torrid affair with him.
Wow.
Because Sean Connery is a respecter of women of all kind.
Yes.
That's what
quite
I like about
him. He's not going to talk out of school about that, is
no.
he? Sean's not going to say anything disrespectful about
it. He doesn't kiss and tell.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Lisa has a new website.
Yes, I do.
We're going to give ourselves a day to hack it, and we'll get back to you about that tomorrow.
No doubt.
Lisa, are you...
Nothing's going to be on it.
All right, hey, fine.
Mm-hmm. What? Am I what?
Before you set up the website, did you think about what it is your fans want to see on the website, or is this all your BS about plays and junk?
There's no info on plays, is there?
Yes, there is. She gives reviews of plays.
There might be some recommendations, since I can't do it on the air here because you're all bastards.
Note to self, change but content.
But that's not all.
That's not what they want to see, though. Lisa, you know what they want to see. They want a shower cam. You know the stuff that we're looking for, right?
You just have to go and see.
Boobs.
All right, we'll tell you about that tomorrow. Right. Inventions that you may have that you're never going to do anything with because you're lazy. Beans had one for about 10 years.
And a great one.
Great idea. Just not going to do anything with it. So. Yeah.
Psycho Mike has just come up with, I think, an idea that would absolutely sell, but doesn't know what the next step is. So we would just, tomorrow I think we're going to give you the chance to throw those ideas out there so that somebody smarter than you can make money off of it.
Somebody can steal your ideas and make cash.
Sounds good.
Because we won't.
And also don't forget, we are sending you to see Dark Knight starring Christian Bale and Heath Ledger. We got tickets for that every hour tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes, I'm Batman.
Why does he talk like that?
He's not Cookie Monster. He's Christian Bale.
He started out in Batman Begins, the last Batman movie. He started out kind of talking normally, but by the end of the movie, you almost couldn't understand what he was saying.
Rachel, where are you going? Rachel.
Are you Shaq?
Yes, I think he is. I think Shaq plays him.
40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock next, including Nirvana, also Finger 11, The Offspring, Smashing Pumpkins, Bravery, and the new one from The Atmosphere. It's all with Kat Corbett. Coming up next. After